following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Fidelity Bank, Kemen Industries, Mercy Hospital, Paper Systems, R&R Realty Group, Skeffington's, Tamiya and Sons, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. And now with tonight's pregame show, here's the voice of Dowling Catholic High School football, Dowling Catholic Hall of Famer, Mark Amadeo.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome to Valley Stadium as we get set for week number 7 of high school football here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadeo tonight, joined by John Chido and Matt Mainering. We were under a little bit of a weather delay. We are starting early, kickoff at 6 o'clock here at Valley Stadium, Dowling and Sioux City East, District 2. And gentlemen, it's the battle of two undefeated teams in District 1, as Dowling and Sioux City East are both 2-0, both teams 4-2 overall. Dowling ranked 5th in the latest rankings. But Matt Mainering, a very important district game. That's what the business is all about. Hopefully we'll get this in because we are under a weather delay, but now we're kicking off at 6.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape here to get this game in. And it is, you know, you never know how these things play out as you, how our team's going to react. If they're sitting there and waiting for a little while, you got to sit there and then come out. I know Sioux City's probably antsy. They probably left it somewhere around, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock to get down here, and I'm sure they're ready to play football. It's going to be a good game night. You know, I think they're going to come out here and try to earn that respect, you know, having that 2-0 record and challenge the Maroons.
And John Chida, you're going to be on the Dowling sideline. It is clearing off. We hope for this band of clear weather will last through the end of the game, but we kick off at 6 o'clock. You look down there, the teams are out in the field. We've been under a lightning delay for the last hour here at the stadium, so it's good to see the storm move through, and you'll be back on the sideline, because if we had rain, you'd probably have to be up here and keep an eye on Mr. Mainry and I's trips to the buffet.
Well, yeah, you know, it was raining pretty hard there for a while, but now it's cleared up, and it's actually really nice out. There's really no wind to speak of, so hopefully it stays like this for the next 2.5 hours.
That'd be great, and I know you'd like that too, as we bring you tonight's game here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network, CISN.TV. That's where it's at on the webcast, so we'll be simulcast tonight. Matt Mainring, Dowling coming off a second straight shutout, last week winning against Des Moines Lincoln 43-0. The Maroons open up district play the week before, a 42-0 shutout over Ankeny. And the Maroon defense, I'll tell you what, Coach Boston's got it going on. They're wanting a shutout. Hard to do against a fine Sioux City East team who has a lot at stake, but the Dowling defense has been playing very, very well the last several games.
Yeah, even if you go back to the two games that Dowling lost, the defense played well in those games. And, you know, and if one thing coming from last year to this year that you would question, it would have been the defense, because we don't have that big, you know, we don't have a lot of weight up front. We got some kids, though, that are, I would say, tenacious and really good. And we lost some good linebackers. You replace a Riggs and Keogh and Hubble have done a great job back there of organizing and directing that defense, and they've been impressive. I think out of everything, they've impressed me the most this season is that defense.
Yeah, a lot of them have stepped up, as we've seen throughout the year. On the other side of the Dowling football, well, the offense, and John, it's starting to come into its own. I know Zach Waters is coming into his own as quarterback, leading this team right now, but staying healthy and that offensive line starting to gel, and Waters is starting to kind of settle in with his receivers. And, you know, what we expect week 7, you're playing a Sioux City East team we haven't played in quite some time. It could be an interesting contest.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, the offense has scored 35, 38 points, 43 points last week, and that they're right back where they need to be. And their tempo and reduce on the penalties and getting rhythm and off to a fast start. And we saw that the last 2 weeks, and we hope to see that again tonight with Dowling. And you know, Waters coming in those first couple of games as a new quarterback of the system behind Blake Clark last year, and then coming in playing those 4 games in a row, those 4 with top 5 teams. It's tough to get into a good rhythm, but, you know, we were fortunate to win 2 of those games, so I expect the offense to start clicking from here on out.
Well, you certainly hope so. In a game like this, it's very important, and especially on a night like this, Matt, you've coached in this kind of weather. The good news is it's on field turf, so the field's not going to get torn up. That's the good news. But for Sioux City East, the Black Raiders come down. They're led by an outstanding quarterback. Nate Vizda might be their best player. He wears number 7. And Alex Kleider is their outstanding running back, and he'll be in special teams. But a guy that I like is this John Wineman. He's an All-State linebacker for the Black Raiders from last year, and he's now a senior. He'll wear number 8, and they kind of put him all over the place.
You know, and they're going to try and disguise where he's coming from and protect him a little bit in some ways. And sometimes you do that with you hear about those types of things on the offensive side of the ball. Well, there's always, you know, defensively when you're scheming things, you want your guy to be able to get to the football. And so it's important that those guys up front take up the blockers and let Wyman run free to the ball. And so it's going to be the challenge for the Maroons is going to be getting a guy on him. Getting a pad on him.
And not only him, but John, I know with Coach Wilson, he's talked about what the key. He's looking for his quarterbacks to key off a certain facet of the Sioux City Black Raider defense, and Sioux City East has Wyman, the leading linebacker. What are some of the things you're looking for as the Maroons run their offense tonight?
Well, you know, Sioux City East runs a 4-3 defense, and you're going to see the quarterback play of Zach Waters. He's going to run an RPO, which is a read pass option, where he'll put it in the belly of the running back, and he'll pull it based on what he sees from a linebacker or an end. And those are the keys that he needs to see and be able to make those decisions in a matter of seconds. And that's what needs to happen tonight, and that's the type of things they need to do more consistent than what they've done the last couple weeks.
And Matt, for the Dowling defense, the linebackers have stepped up all year. I think Mr. Hummel has had an outstanding year, and he also is a Dowling starting fullback when need be, but Levi goes both ways, two-way player for the Maroons. We look for in the Dowling defense tonight. Obviously, you got to make plays, and also maybe a turnover or two would help.
Yeah, trying to create some short yardage situations, some short fields for the defense. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of interceptions out of the secondary, things like that, making things happen. You know, we've been able to create pressure up front with that front four and then, you know, the linebackers. We've seen a little more blitzing over the last couple of weeks with Keogh and Hummel. And so I think you'll see some of that, trying to get pressure on him. You know, the thing was this day was you got to know where he's at, keep him in the pocket, and try to make him speed up his thought process. You know, make him make quick decisions. But he's a kid that's been around football his whole life. His dad was a coach. I coached against him. Great guy. And so those types of kids have a good feel for the game.
All right, coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network, we'll have head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic. Had a chance to talk to Coach about last week's game, the win over Des Moines Lincoln at Hutchins Stadium last Friday, and, of course, previewing tonight's game. We're also simulcasting with the Central Iowa Sports Network. Our webcast director here is Anna Bassett. Connor Morris and Dar Danielson are our TV operator, our cameraman operators, so we appreciate them. And, of course, Jeff Piggott back at the studios of Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm Mark Amadale for John Chido and Matt Maynard. Coming up, head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling. We'll have him coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account. The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Hi, this is Chad Harris with Fidelity Bank, proud graduate of Dowling Catholic High School. I'm honored to support Dowling Catholic football. I offer a friendly, trusted alternative to big financial institutions, redefining the mortgage experience for our customers and partners. Residential, investment, or commercial real estate financing, the Chad Harris team is here to assist. 515-419-2911 or online at chadharrismortgage.com. Go Maroons! Fidelity Bank is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender, NMLS 527988. Chad Harris, NMLS 501594.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadell now joined by head coach Tom Wilson as we broadcast tonight, also on the Central Iowa Sports Network. And coach, best luck tonight against Sioux City East. I know it's supposed to be a damp night, a lot of different conditions, but we're going to kick off and play.
Yep, thank you, Mark.
Well, you're tied for the district lead at 2-0 with the team you're playing tonight, Sioux City East. But more importantly, coach, you're coming off a win over Des Moines Lincoln last week over at their place at Hutchins Stadium on a night that, you know, a day that was very wet, but the rain held off. Ended up being a pretty nice night to play football, and you got it done last Friday night over at Hutchins.
Oh, we did, and it was wet conditions and pretty sloppy at times, but it was good to come out of there with another win and another shutout, which we certainly saw some good performances, but the big thing was to get a win and get a lot of people in the ball game.
Well, you certainly did. You're defensively for Dowling, the first two times Lincoln had the ball was three and out, and on the third possession, I think they got all the way down to Dowling 25 before they turned it over on down. So it was off to a great start in that first half as you got on the board first with your first two offensive possessions.
Well, we did. It was kind of important to us, you know, really to get off to a good start. I thought we did. And as you mentioned, our defense just continued to come up big for us. And, you know, again, we're snake bit by penalties and at times, but yet we were able to finish more drives than what we had been.
Well, Coach, talk about that first half. Is you got off to a 29-0 halftime lead, and then you got the running clock going early in the second half. But at halftime, what'd you tell the kids, being up 29-0, and you had touchdown runs by Jason Murray and then Edward Thompson on a jet sweep for a touchdown? And how about Jackson Filer, a scoop and score right before the half from 30 yards out, your junior defensive end?
Well, it was, you know, a couple of things there, and Thompson getting him the ball in the run game is pretty important. Not only that, it with him, and he's got some athletic ability to help us there on the perimeter, but it also opens up some other things hopefully later on for us. But, you know, Filer is one of those kids that he's got plenty of talent, and we're just trying to get him to put it all together. And once he does, he's going to be a really, really good player. But it was good to see him do that. He's been making a difference for us on special teams, and hopefully he can just continue to evolve as a player.
And, of course, at halftime, Coach, making whatever adjustments you need to make for the second half, but obviously get off to a good start. And it all started in the second half as you recovered the onside kick. I told Max Bay in the postgame show, you know, he was the key to that second half. He recovered the onside kick, and the very next play, Tegan Johnson runs for a 55-yard touchdown run to get the running clock going in the third quarter.
Yeah, it was really good to get Tegan involved. You know, he's battled a few injuries and things like that, but kid works so hard, and, you know, really he's the key to lessening Murray's carries and to keep Jason healthier. And we let Tegan start that second half since we did have the lead, but he's somebody we certainly trust. He had a nice pass reception in the ball game, and then he has that long touchdown run. We feel he can be a real asset for us down the stretch.
And, of course, the second half, touchdowns by not only Tegan Johnson, but Connor Cook on a 12-yard pass on a nicely thrown ball from Hank Henrick. And as our sideline reporter said, John Chido, he said that was a very small window that Hank had to throw it to Connor, and he made it, and he did it from 12 yards out.
It did. It looked like, you know, it was a very nice pass. Hank's got plenty of arm, but, you know, it's like I said to him, you know, Cook was open just a little bit earlier in that, and then Hank didn't see him and didn't get it to him, but then he just kind of strung it out and then threw a laser to him. And it was good to see Hank get in there and contribute, and I really thought the Dom came in there and ran really hard. Marasco is pretty talented with his legs and a pretty tough kid. He played on both sides during the course of the night, so it was good to get those younger guys a little bit of experience, and hopefully that helps us going forward as well.
Well, in the win over Lincoln, 43-0, I think there was a couple series in that second half where you had both your starting or both your quarterbacks, Dominic Marasco and Hank Hemrick, playing defense, as was noted during our broadcast. You don't see that too often.
Well, you don't, but you know those kids. You know they've worked hard too, and we're just trying to see, okay, where does everybody fit? And with those juniors, a lot of them, we have them play both ways, or at least practice that way, because we don't know what next year is going to bring. So we got them, get them in there any way we can, and then we got them some quarterback reps, which is good.
And coach, finally, you look at a game like this. You got a lot of kids in against Lincoln, but moving forward, JV games are limited, if not over, for the season. That's a shame because these are kids that really would like that extra time, maybe playing their own position and whatnot. But you can't do that the rest of the year because right now there's no future JV game scheduled.
It's tough. You know, we had three scheduled for the year, and numbers have hit really everybody, and we think we're in a little bit better shape than a lot of them, but we had three scheduled, played two. We had one canceled on us, really no takers for any others. Plus, when you get later in the year, you really don't want to play them because you're more worried about healthy bodies than anything else. But just like the Lincoln game, we were hoping we could get other people in the ball game, and hopefully we can do that a little bit in future weeks as well to try to get some of those kids experience and always trying to build the team for the future.
And finally, Coach, grading out from the Lincoln-Dowling game last Friday night, who are some of the kids that graded out that maybe didn't get the recognition during the game?
You know, I think much has been said about our offensive line, and I do think that they have made improvements. I think Curtin has stayed consistent. I really think Hagan did a lot of good things. I thought, Alger and Joe Ryan and Bowles, we don't hear much from Lynch but as our tight end, but he's done some good things, especially in the run game. Hopefully we can get him in the pass game. We've already talked about Teagan a little bit and what he contributes as well. But, I think defensively, we've talked about those guys playing so well throughout the year. Ashton Brown has continued to ascend and become a much better player. Chris Owsley, I think, has done a good job. And we had that goal line stand, and Sean Collins was a big part of that, and Bradley Hill, as I mentioned in the post game, and Owsley was in there. So a few new faces that it was good to see get a key stop for us.
Visiting with head coach Tom Wilson before tonight's game, it's Dowling and Sioux City East here at Valley Stadium as we kick off early tonight, try to beat the weather. This is Mark Amadale, and I'll return with more with Coach Wilson talking about tonight's opponent, the Sioux City East Black Raiders. Both teams 4-2 and 2-0 in District 1 play here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Mercy is proud to support Iowa Catholic Radio and its programs. From the cardiovascular experts at Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children. And with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area, you'll find a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy. Live up.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Mark Amadale now joined by head coach Tom Wilson as we preview tonight's game, Dowling and Sioux City East, here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Coach, the Black Raiders come down. We haven't faced them in a while. They have a new coach who's familiar with you, Brian Webb, who used to be the head coach Cedar Rapids Jefferson and moved over in his first year at Sioux City East, taking over for Bob Goodwin, who was, I think, they're 8 or 9 years and got to know Coach Goodwin for a while. But Black Raiders come in with a lot of tradition. This is a storied program up in Sioux City. It was always Sioux City East and Heelan back in the day. And I think Coach Webb, who you know a little bit, is trying to do that job this year. And right now they're tied with you for District 1 first place right now.
Yeah, Sioux City East has typically had a good program, some tough kids, some very athletic kids. Brian and I, he worked for me at Dyke New Hartford when he was just first started getting into the coaching business, and does a really, really good job, and coming over from Jeff and now trying to, you know, build onto this Sioux City East tradition. And I think Brian will do a good job, and really to come in there and get four wins right now is a tribute to him and really his staff and those kids that, you know, come in with a new coach. And so we're looking forward to the challenge. It's fairly typical for Sioux City East. Some good skill people, got some bigger bodies up front, and some tough kids.
Well, they certainly do, and they have returning starters from last year. I know Coach Webb didn't coach these kids, but Vizda, their quarterback, is a veteran. He's a senior, and also in the backfield, Alex Kleider, number two, is probably their best back. But the kid that you sometimes see on the offense side, but he's an All-State linebacker last year, and that's John Weinman, number eight. He's an outstanding linebacker. So they all three possess issues for the Maroons, and talk about what you see. First of all, with the Dowling offense against the Sioux City Black Raider defense, who returned six seniors from last year.
Well, Weinman will wear number eight, and it didn't take long for us to notice him on film because he does make a lot of tackles, and he's their Mike linebacker in their scheme, and he's pretty much protected. They rotate a lot of guys in on their defensive line. I do think they're pretty athletic in the back end. Caden Jones is a corner that's a bigger corner at 6'2". You don't see many 6'2 corners. He stuck out to me right away. I thought was a pretty good player. But I do think they're very active defensively. Good athletes. I think they play hard. I think Coach Webb has very likely instilled that into them very quickly. And I think they're going to be a good challenge for us. They gamble a bit, and they're going to bring a lot of pressure. And sometimes with that, it's feast or famine. They're going to make you look ugly sometimes, and maybe we'll break a long one and get Murray loose or somebody else loose. So it'll be interesting to see how our offensive line really adjusts to their pressure.
And offensively for Sioux City East, we mentioned the Viz, the quarterback, and Clyde, their outstanding running back. They'll throw the ball around. They got three receivers, and they sometimes bring in a fullback. But defensively for Dowling, what do you see the key matchup of what they like to do? I know they like to go up-tempo, but they will huddle every once in a while, so they're trying to play up-tempo like most schools are.
They're very multifaceted, two back, one back, no back. I do like their quarterback in Vizda, as you mentioned. Their receiver that to look out for is Cage Kellen. He's number 21. He's their leading receiver. I think they do a nice job up front. And so they're going to be very diversified in their approach, and we're going to have to do a good job of understanding where their playmaker's at. I really do think it starts with the quarterback, but hopefully the game is won and lost in the trenches where, you know, we think that we should hold an advantage, but they certainly have playmakers that concern us.
And, Coach, I know tonight with the weather, game time has been moved up, and hopefully we can move through this without any delays. But this time of year, when you got a team traveling 3 hours, you want to try to get the game in one night and not have to come back tomorrow. So hopefully that will happen here at Valley Stadium tonight with the weather being, kind of not conducive to playing outdoors if the Lightning gets into play.
It is, and that was part of the reason to start early. Hopefully we can find a window to get it done, but if we do have some delays, it does give us a little bit more time. And, you know, out of respect for Sioux City East, we wouldn't want to go over there twice, and we didn't want them to have to do that either. So we're doing everything we can do to try to get the game in and get it in tonight and then go from there.
Coach, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at halftime and during the postgame show. Best of luck against the Black Raiders of Sioux City East.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Head Coach Tom Wilson has been my guest here on the pregame show. It's Dowling and Sioux City East tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coming up, Matt Mandring and John Chattel rejoin the broadcast from Valley Stadium. You're listening and watching Iowa High School football here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. I'm Mark Amadale. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
And we're underway here at Valley Stadium. Here on the pregame show, it's turned into the kickoff as the official decided to kick off early tonight. So we'll preempt the rest of our pregame as Dowling now with the first down as they took the opening kickoff. We turn it to the 32-yard line. Ibach with a catch, and now the Maroons a little quick out pattern to the near sideline. That was caught by Connor Cook, and they'll be shy of the first down as I think they're going to move him back about a yard. But Mark Amadale and Matt Maindring, John Chido on the Dowling sideline. As we got an early start here, Matt, with the weather that had moved through, the officials wanted to get it going, and they cut off some of our pregame, it looks like.
Yeah,
so we'll just go with the flow.
Shortened it up about 5 minutes, probably a good idea. Let's just get this thing rolling while we got daylight.
So Dowling with the first down, they're at the Black Raider 34-yard line.
We had a face mask on that, the incidental kind face mask on that play to help Colin Cook out there. And makes it a first and five, long five.
Officials are going through.
Trying to get him mic'd up, I think.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our official is referee Steve Waters. You'll hear his voice tonight on any penalties, and if we can pick him up. Eric Hansen is the umpire. Chris Andrews, the linesman. Wayne Marshall, the line judge. And J.D. Schroeder is the back judge. And now it is a first and six. The Marines will sprint out. Caught by Murray out of the backfield. They put him in motion left to right, and he got outside the numbers to the right of the formation, and he picks up a first down at the Black Raider 27-yard line. Nice little pass play that time, Matt.
Yeah, kind of interesting. The Maroons have opened up with three consecutive pass plays here. Two are the safe kind. One was a short, you know, was that slant pattern there, but we'll see if we get a running play.
And they hand it off to Jason Murray. He's got the first down across the 20, inside the 10, 5. He spins to the end zone. Touchdown. Jason Murray from 27 yards out. Right up the gut he goes. Alex Curtin, Greg Hagan, Joe Ryan, the centers and guards, and Charlie Nank and Jesse Alger, the tackles, and he found a seam.
Yeah, you know, the first three plays, the Maroons worked the edges. You know, and then you get those guys anticipating that edge, and then Jason Murray runs right by him up the middle.
So with 11-11 remaining first quarter, Dowling takes the lead 6-0 over Sioux City East. The extra point coming. Drew Peterson will attempt the extra point, and the extra point is up and good. Dowling 7, Sioux City East nothing. Back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio on the Central Iowa Sports Network.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at bozen.com.
Paper Systems is a proud sponsor of Dowling Catholic Football. Paper Systems is a leading manufacturer of bulk packaging designed to transport liquids. Paper Systems specializes in corrugated disposable containers, returnable containers, and stocks replacement liners for various styles of hard-sided containers. Paper Systems offers packaging solutions to save your company money today and our earth tomorrow. For more information, on the phone, 515-280-1111 or online at paper-systems.com. Paper Systems is an equal opportunity employer, and they are accepting online applications today.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 6 o'clock.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium as Dowling kicking off. Drew Peterson boots in the end zone. Touchback, and it'll be Sioux City East football, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring, and John Chido here tonight. Let's go down to our Shields sideline reporter, and that is John Chido on the Dowling sideline. John?
Oh, what great start to the ball game, Mark. Four plays, 60-yard touchdown drive, capped off by Jason Murray right up the hole, running lane right up the middle for the Dowling touchdown.
Yeah, it certainly was. Four plays, 68 yards on the Dowling drive. They take the opening kickoff, key pass in there to Connor or to Ibach, and then Thompson with the run, and then Murray with the run for the touchdown. And now on first down, quarterback Vizza, a little swing pass to the right of the formation. It's hit and dropped as receiver Caleb Winner right at the line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line, as Matt Maindry. They went to the right of the formation with a quick pass, tried to get the receiver out in open space.
Yeah, they went with a quad formation out to the right side and ran one guy back in motion to try to take your attention away from it, and then still ran the play, the quick screen out to that side of the field, to the wide side of the field. I think we're going to see a lot of trying to spread us out, open up gaps.
All right, second down 10 for Sioux City East, and here's a shotgun formation and a little jet sweep. The handoff goes to the wide receiver going from left to right, and he is met by a bunch of maroon shirts, and that is Cage Kellen coming from the left side of the formation on the jet sweep to the right. No gain. Will bring up third and 10 for the Black Raiders.
Yeah, met by Jack Keel there. Jack read his keys very well and was ready to step up in the hole there and stop that jet sweep.
Well, for Sioux City East, Nate Vizda is the quarterback, 6'2", 89-pound senior. His dad is one of the assistant coaches. He wears number 7. Black Raiders, 4 receivers to left. Now they put one of them in motion left to right. Here's the snap, and now Vizda, a quarterback keeper, and he's fighting to get back to line of scrimmage. Takes pretty good yardage, gets it up to the 25-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down. It'll bring up 4th and about 4 for Sioux City East, and they are going left to right. They have what little win we have tonight at their back, as we have an east-southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, overcast, and 58 degrees at game time. And he made a little something out of nothing there,
yeah,
Matt.
He did. He had a nice little run there. We sent 2 extra guys, so we were blitzing on that play. And he was able to slip through and make some positive yards out of that. That was an impressive run by Zizda.
All right, Kyle Burns in the punt. He wears number 20. Gets a snap and gets it away, and he goes down, and penalty flag goes down. It's fielded by Stillwell at the 40. He's got the return set up right across midfield. This is going to come back as a penalty flag, and Stillwell finally goes out of bounds at the Sioux City East 33-yard line. We're going to have more than likely running into the kicker, not so much roughing, and that'll be an automatic first down. It was 4th and 4.
I think this is going to be the 15-yard variety. I think they're going to call roughing on it because he was up in the air and rolled into him, and but either way, it's going to be a first down.
Yes, it is. And just a matter of where. Now the officials are getting together. As we mentioned earlier, our crew tonight, they had to get here early, just like everybody else. Steve Waters, the referee, he's meeting with his crew. And I think they are trying to decide whether it's 15 or if it's 5.
Yeah, I think the stick started to move there a little quickly on them, and now they're going to mark it off.
Let's try to pick it up here.
They did just call the 5-yard variety, which is still a first down for the Black Raiders.
All right. First down for Sioux City East. Line of scrimmage is their own 31-yard line. Dowling leading 7-0 here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. On a little early tonight due to the weather that already had passed through. We were supposed to kick off at 5:30. We delayed it to 6 o'clock due to the lightning and storm that went through. Hopefully that'll be it until we get this game in. All right, here is Vizda on the option. Runs the right side, cuts up over center, and he gets maybe 5-6 yards up near the 37-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards. And a nice job that time by Nate Vizda, the quarterback. He was right there, Matt.
Yeah, he was dragging Max Bay, and he showed some leg strength right there. You know, he was dragging Max Bay and company around with him up there, made a nice little gain out of that. Again, they're trying to spread us out, and they're going to let their player Vizda make plays.
And everything goes through him. The run-pass option, as John Scheidel noted in our pregame, they run it all. 2 receivers on each side of the formation. Vizda out of the shotgun. Now quarterback draw, runs right over center, and he runs into some maroon shirts. He'll be shy of the first down. Stopped at the 39-yard line of Sioux City, so he picks up 2. It'll bring up 3rd and about 2.
Yeah, that was design quarterback option there, Jack Keogh. It looks like he might be the guy assigned to Vizda to make sure he stays in the pocket. So we'll see if he shadows him wherever he is throughout the game here as we move forward.
All right, 3rd and 2 now for Sioux City East. The ball on their own 39-yard line. They go left to right from north to south here at Valley Stadium as we have that wind blowing right at us out of the east. And here's Vizda back to throw, sets up the screen, fires out, passes caught, first down, and more. He gets in the secondary, and the Must have been the big fullback over there getting downfield off for Sioux City East. Dylan Harper with a first down catch and carry down to the Dowling 45-yard line.
That's Max Bay runs all the way down the field along with Ryan Adam down there to make the stop on that, and that was the perfect play call against that defense. We were coming on a blitz off that short side of the field, and they ran a screen right back into it, which is the perfect play call, and they had a lot of open area. We did a good job of taking our angles to make sure that that play didn't turn into more yardage.
Yeah, it went for 17 yards and a Sioux City East first down for the Black Raiders. This is their opening possession. Now a toss play right side trying to get outside the numbers is Alex Kleider. He cuts it upfield, and he may have gotten back the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Good pursuit by the Maroon defense.
Good pursuit. Connor Kriegshauser there on the to trip him up and get the play there for the Maroons.
Reminder, we're simulcast tonight with the Central Iowa Sports Network, CISN.TV. And alongside Matt Maynard, I'm Mark Amadale. John Chido on the Dowling sideline tonight. We'll get reports from him throughout the night as broadcast on 88.5, 94.5, and 1150 AM here in Central Iowa. Glad to have you as rain is cleared. And now here's Vizda, and he just fakes the toss and keeps the football. Actually faked the jet sweep and kept the football, and he gets down to the 41-yard line as he went right over his center.
Yeah, Levi Hummel on the stop there along with Jack Schultz, and that defensive line is making plays right now, and Jack Keogh is going to get a workout here as the night goes on, especially if he is the one mirroring this the whole game. So,
yeah, Max Bay, Jack Schultz, Nate Collins, and Connor Kriegshauser, front line for the Maroons. Michael Keel, Levi Hummel, Jack Keel, and Drew Peterson in the corner of the linebackers. Back to throw as Vizda fires the ball downfield, and he overthrew his intended receiver. Well guarded down the far sideline. The pass is incomplete, but he was looking for his big receiver that time, I believe. Number 40, Zach LaPay.
Yeah, Mike Keogh there in coverage along with Owen Schultz. And they had pretty good coverage on a little contact downfield, but pretty incidental as the play moved on. And Vizda did have a little time in that possession to throw the football. We didn't blitz on that one. Still good coverage downfield by the Maroons.
I checked that. It was number 10, Caden Jones, the intended receiver. Now it's fourth down at six. And once again, into punt is Kyle Burns. And
that one's trouble.
It bounces inside the 20, and it'll take a Sioux City East roll right at the 14-yard line. And that's where Dowling's offense will take over. First and 10 from their own 14-yard line with 5 minutes, 59 seconds remaining. Here in this first quarter, it's Dowling 7, Sioux City East nothing on a wet, damp night here, week 7 of the high school football season. Both teams 4-2, and both teams may be playing for the district title tonight. They're both 2-0 in District 1 play. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and that is where John Chido is at. John?
Hey, you saw Sioux City East try to spread the Dowling defense out a little bit, and the quarterback with a lot of runs up the middle. They faked that jet sweep, and the quarterback kept it. They were able to capitalize a little bit on yardage after that penalty, but Dowling's defense held.
All right, the Maroons on first down. They give it to Edward Thompson, and he tries that jet sweep, tries to get outside the numbers, and he's hit and driven down. He may lose a yard or two. He will lose 3 yards back to the 11, or rather to the 12-yard line, a loss of two.
And that's the guy we were talking about, John Wyman. He made a really nice play on that and shooting through his alley to it was Thompson, right? And because it looked like there was blockers out in front of him. He had an opportunity, but Wyman cut it off.
All right, it's second down 12 for the Maroons. Zach Waters, the quarterback. He's got Jason Murray in the backfield. Fakes it to Murray. Throws right side. The pass is caught. And a nice reception that time by the Maroons, Jack Lyman. And it picks up the first down as he crosses the 20 up near the 22-yard line.
They're real close to a first down. Wyman, he comes off that just like he did the previous series, like he's going to run a slant and then turns it into that out, kind of a dig, and runs that out pattern, and Waters hits him in stride, and it's a nice little gain.
Yeah, 9-yard gain. He'll be about a yard shy of the first down, so bring up third down, 3rd and 1 for the Maroons. Keep in mind, Dowling had a 2nd and 12 on that play. All right, here's Murray goes in motion left to right. They fake the throw to Murray, and Waters will keep it. He's got the first down, and he's still going. He's up near the 30, and gets a nice push that time by his offensive lineman to help him up to the 31-yard line, a pickup of 8 yards.
Now he got hit pretty good there by Kleider as he came up into that. He'd already had the first down, Waters didn't, but didn't go down. You know, and Waters kept his feet and kept driving. Nice hard run.
It certainly was. 1st and 10 Maroons. Now Waters in the read option to give is to Murray, and Jason Bowles his way through up to the, about the 40-yard line to pick up a 9. He'll be shy of the first down and bring up 2nd and 1 for the Maroons as we're under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and Dowling with a 7-0 lead over Sioux City East.
Yeah, Hagan right there got a nice block and opened up room there for Murray on that last run.
All right, the Maroons go right back to the ground, and this time Murray is hit and dropped. Sioux City East had hit that play well read. Defensive line stuffed that play right at the point of attack, may have lost a yard.
Again, back. Yeah, and again, it's that guy, John Wyman. And he is a tough kid to block, and the Maroons are going to have to get a hat on him.
Back to throw his waters, fires it out, and it's caught, and finally pushed out of bounds as a Dowling receiver,
Thompson.
And that it looks like it's Thompson. He and number 17, Matt Stillwell, the two receivers over there, and Thompson with the catch and a first down for the Maroons. They go to the air.
Yeah, they're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm right here, and the maturity of Zach Waters at quarterback is starting to show.
First down, Dowling from the 46-yard line. Toss play right side Murray, and he's swallowed up by the Sioux City East defense right at midfield. Tried to get outside, and they swallowed him up on the tackle right in front of the Sioux City East bench. Gain of about 4. It'll be 2nd down and 6. And
Kyle Kritzer leading the charge there for the Black Raiders. That took Murray out of bounds, and Wyman on after the play was held up.
All right, 4 minutes, 10 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, 7-0 Dowling, and now we got penalty flags down. And
this will be interesting. It looked like a Maroon might have twitched, but I think he came across first. So.
Offside in the neutral zone. You're right, Coach Maindring. So it'll be 2nd down and 1 for Dowling as they move the ball to the Sioux City East 45-yard line. So the offside penalty.
We're going to see the games that they're starting to play to keep Wyman untouched here. This is going to be kind of interesting as the game progresses.
All right, here's Waters back to throw, has time, looks left, fires out, caught by Cook. Connor with a nice catch, and he gets it down near the 40-yard line, and that was a great, pretty good tackle by Sioux City East.
Yeah, well, that's the quarterback, Nate Vizda, making the play there on
that's right,
that.
He's a safety, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's a safety, he can make a nice stick there to prevent that from being a bigger game.
So 5-yard catch, Dowling going hurry up, inside handoff, it goes to Murray, and he stops and starts, and penalty flag down, and so goes Murray down about the 36-yard line. He'll pick up 4, but the penalty came from the referee, and that's usually where a hold may be.
Yep. And again, Wyman is at the bottom of the pile there on Murray, and make it a short game, but it's one of those plays that's irrelevant at this point.
Murray's carry will be negated as he'll move the ball back to the Sioux City East 49-yard line. The penalty's on Charlie Nank. They're going to get him for the hold, number 77 for the Maroons at left tackle. So the penalty pushes the ball back and negates Murray's run. And here's Waters on 1st and 19, and now handoff goes to Murray, and Jason slips the tackles. They worked the short side of the field. They ran left right towards the Dowling bench. He got outside the numbers and finally dropped Matt around the 38-yard line.
Yeah, you know, there had a nice block on the edge there from Colin Cook. He sealed the side off there for Jason to run to the edge, and the only person they didn't block was Wyman. Otherwise, it runs for a little bit farther, but good pursuit by angle by him.
Get some of that penalty yards back, and here's Waters with a fake pitch to Murray, and he keeps the football down to the 30-yard line. If that's the case, it's a Maroon first down with 3:15 remaining here in the first quarter.
And, you know, what they're doing is they've got John Wyman sitting back there by himself, essentially, as they spread the other linebackers out, and he's just running with Murray, and that's what Waters sees and does the fake pitch, takes the ball himself.
Carry of 9 that time. Waters back to throw on 1st and 10, and now he's being chased, and he's going to go down back at the 43-yard line. Good pursuit that time by Sioux City East. They had a couple of Dowling receivers in the play. Stillwell couldn't lose his defender, and nonetheless, time evolved, and Waters went down on the sack.
He wanted to pull the trigger on that first read, and then he didn't feel good about it, and then the protection broke down, and Kyle Burns for the Black Raiders will get the sack for that play.
All right, brings up 2nd down and long, 2nd and 23 for the Maroons. As Maroons were getting close to the Bows in the Flores red zone, here's a snap, and the give is to Murray. He works left side, cuts upfield to 40, fouls his blocker, breaks loose inside the 30, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and then some at the Black Raider 28-yard line.
Gabriel Wagner for the Black Raiders in on that play to make the stop. Good run by Jason as we have an injured Black Raider down in the field. Looks like number 70 for the Black Raiders. who is Stephen Hoosier.
And we've got a timeout on the field. We'll keep it here. John Chido is down on the Dowling sideline. And, John, let's bring you back in with 2:20 remaining first quarter. Dowling leads at 7-0. The Maroons now with a first down after having a penalty, getting themselves in some bad field position. Your thoughts from the Dowling sideline right now?
Well, you can tell the tempo is upbeat. I mean, Dowling's snapping the ball right as the officials are blowing the whistle. So those the officials set the ball, and then Dowling's ready to go, and they're ready to run a play. So the tempo is really good, really fast. Unfortunately, the penalty and then the sack there kind of put us back, but then there's a nice gain by Jason Murray as well to get us back in a reasonable third down and 9 instead, and it was 2nd and 23.
They're working on number 70, as Matt Mainring said, Stephen Hoosier, the 5'11", 202-pound junior, and he's a two-way player.
Yeah, just a side note there, Mark, the trainer on the field for the Black Raiders is a former player of mine. And
you guys turn out trainers in Sheldon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We got one at Iowa State. We got one now here at Sioux City East. And Jordan Witzel punted for us for a couple years up in Sheldon, and now he's a trainer at Sioux City East. And
he was
know,
just talking.
Coach, you can be proud of those kind of things once in a while.
And you should be. Yeah. You know, you should be. As long as they don't have to come up here and address us during the game.
That's
right.
We're
in good shape.
That's
but
right.
He consulted with Dr. Schulte, the Dowling doctor on the sideline. And the good news is, you can see if you're watching the game tonight, Hoosier is walking off the field relatively under his own power, but with the assistance of your former pupil, and hopefully he'll be back in the ball game with 2:20 remaining here in the first quarter. It's a first down for Dowling as waiting to resume action here, Matt.
Yeah, third and long here, so we'll see what Coach Wilson dials up here in this situation. I kind of feel it's a two-down situation.
Yeah, third and 9 from the Sioux City East 28, fires over the middle as Waters, and he tried to hit his intended receiver that time, Matt Stillwell, and now a penalty flag comes out, and we may either have holding or pass interference in the secondary. We'll see against Sioux City East.
They're going to call Clyder with a little bit of pass interference on the Black Raiders as he was coming across the middle of the field there. He got his hands on him while the ball's in the air.
Let's see if we can pick up the officials.
That's number 2.
And they're going to whistle it on Alex Clyder, who's also there. Starting tailback, and Clyder gets whistled for pass interference. That's 15 yards and an automatic first down for Dowling. Put the ball at the Sioux City East 14-yard line on the penalty. So that was a costly penalty for the Black Raiders. Pass was overthrown, incomplete. But
now, if we go back to the Ankeny Centennial game, I don't know if it's an automatic first down. It might just be 15 yards. I think it is an automatic first down.
It is, and back to or here is Waters. Read option to give is to Jason Murray, first man through, and he may have gotten a yard down to the 13-yard line. And that'll bring up 2nd down 9 for Dowling. The ball's on the Sioux City East 13-yard line. Final minute and 55 seconds here in the first quarter. Dowling 7, Sioux City East nothing here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. Early start tonight, so if you tuned in to listen to Catholic Answers, as I like to do every once in a while, well, we're playing high school football a couple hours early due to the impending weather. We already had a storm move through, and hopefully we can get this in before the next one moves through. Here's Waters, direct snap, and he's looking to the left side. Still on his feet inside the 5, and Zach bowls his way, and he's out of bounds, I'll say, at the 2-yard line. A pickup of 11, and the Maroons will be first and goal at the 2-yard line at Sioux City East on a tremendous run by Zach Waters. He looked like he borrowed some of those moves from Jason Murray, waiting for his offensive line and doing all the check downs.
And one of the interesting things is the lead blocker on that was Jason Murray. And so Jason Murray gets to return the favor there and really was the lead blocker around the edge there for Zach to follow and punch down to the 2-yard line.
All right, pistol formation for the Maroons. Waters out of the shotgun. Here's the snap, and the give is to Jason Murray. And he'll walk into the end zone, touchdown Dowling. Murray with his 2nd touchdown of the night. This one with a minute 13 remaining in the first quarter. And Dowling now opens up a lead of 13-0, pending the Drew Peterson extra point.
That's such a tough play to defend. You know, when you're playing the Maroons, they fake that jet sweep to Thompson going out. And if you've had some success with that, and then they trap behind it with Jason Murray underneath off tackle. And that's just a well-designed play.
Certainly is, and Stillwell will come in to hold, and the snapper will be Tom Nolan. The extra point by Peterson is up and good. Dowling 14, Sioux City East nothing, with a minute 13 remaining here in the first quarter from Valley Stadium. We'll be back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service,
hey Mark,
style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations
and,
in Des Moines,
Matt's
West
levels
Des Moines,
are really
Davenport,
low. John's
Moreville,
not too bad,
and
you two are really
all
low.
All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting
okay.
you for life celebrations.
Me too.
Online at skeffingtons.com.
Okay.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown. TamiaAndSons.net.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. Here's a kickoff by the Maroons. And Peterson, a little short kick off to the far sideline. And it's a fair catch that time by Sioux City East. On the, it'll be no return, but Sioux City East will have pretty good field position as Tyon Jones makes the fair catch, the freshman, at the 36-yard line. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at tonight. John, take it away.
Well, one thing I wanted to point out, too, on that last drive for Dowling Catholic is how they were spreading Sioux City's defense out. Bringing a lot of guys out of the box for Dowling to be able to go match up better in the running game, more one-on-one matchups with the offensive line and the linebacker, and it worked pretty well there for Jason Murray with running lanes.
Yeah, it certainly did, and also did pretty well with Zach Waters. Dowling went 14 plays, 86 yards on that drive, capped off by Jason Murray's second touchdown of the night from 2 yards out. He had a 27-yard touchdown run earlier in the first quarter. As we got a minute 12 remaining, and now a procedure call against Sioux City East on their before the first snap. They had the ball on their own 34-yard line. It'll back it up, Matt, to the 29 of Sioux City East.
Yeah, the right tackle got an early start there as the defense was shifting for the Maroons, and he got a little antsy and got across the line of scrimmage.
So it's first and 15 for the Black Raiders, and the quarterback is Vizda. And now he's under duress, back to throw, rolls to his left, and launched it downfield out of bounds right in front of his own bench, incomplete as he rolled left and threw it left. But a penalty flag down back at the line of scrimmage right where the center was. So it's an incomplete pass. Wonder what this will be about.
It looks like an eligible man downfield is what when he's tapping the top of his hat there.
Yep. Number 65, White.
Yeah, they got one of the offensive linemen, Carter Jungi. Is guilty of being the ineligible man for Sioux City East downfield.
It's just so tough for those linemen when they see their quarterback rolling out and he gets close to the line of scrimmage and then he flips at the last minute. They think he's going to go out and go for a run, especially a running quarterback like this. You know, you think he's going to take off and they're going down to try and get a hat on somebody.
All right, so to bring up first and 20 for Sioux City East, and we got a stoppage of play.
Correction. Still first down.
Referee just making sure it's first down. So it's first and 20 for Sioux City East. Three receivers right, one to the left. Actually, they have four receivers as tight end, right outside the tight end. Here's the snap, rolling to his right, firing the ball downfield. The pass is incomplete. Nice job by the Dowling defense. The pass is overthrown to his Cage Kellen, who was the closest receiver for the Black Raiders. But a couple of maroon jerseys. One went away, looked like he wanted to swat it away, Matt.
Yeah, Levi Hummel was right there on that play, and it was – it was one of those plays, the quads, they bring four receivers out to the right, and they're trying to run a middle screen back inside, and Levi was just sitting there. He was waiting for that ball to be a little bit lower because he was thinking pick six the other way.
Well, the Maroons had a scoop and score last week at Lincoln and almost a chance there. So it brings up second and 20 for Sioux City East. The quarterback is Nate Vizda, number seven. Three receivers right, two to the left. Empty backfield. Vizda looks left, throws left. The ball is tipped and nearly intercepted by Jack Keel, the Dowling linebacker, at the 25-yard line of Sioux City East. And the pass goes incomplete. So Maroons did get their hand on their second consecutive pass.
Yeah, Jack Keel makes a nice break on the ball right there. And Vizda threw a nice crisp pass out to the left side there and into the short field. And Jack Keel makes a great break on the ball, breaks it up, and almost tips it to himself.
Did. Michael Keel, Levi Hummel, Jack Keel, and Drew Peterson, the linebackers. Cornerbacks are Connor Jackman and Owen Schiltz. And the free safety is Ryan Adam. We mentioned Bay, Schultz, Collins, and Kriegshauser up front. Now penalty flags down and on a third and 20 for Sioux City East. Offside on Dowling.
And we got Nate Collins and Jack Keogh got a little antsy there, showing blitz, mixing up their counts. And right there, they can gamble a little bit more on a third and 20. Then it isn't like it was third and two, so they're going to be a little more aggressive. We'll see if Coach Boston brings heat here. He's been showing it a couple times, and then they've backed off.
All right, here is a third and 15. Back to throw is Vizda, fires it down the far sideline, incomplete. As he tried to hit his receiver on a go route that time, Alex Kleider, who's their starting tailback, and he had one-on-one coverage that time from the Maroons as Dowling, that was Ashton Brown on coverage for the Maroons, number 10.
And on that one, Levi Hummel came on delayed blitz right up the middle and made Viz to get rid of it just a step earlier. Kleider had a step on his defender out there, and he would have had a shot at it if Vizda would have been able to set up and throw a nice ball. But
all right. Burns in the punt. He'll stand at his own 15-yard line, averages 36.5 yards a punt, gets it away, and booms it angling out of bounds, and there'll be no return by Matt Stillwell for Dowling. Let's see where they spot it, right about midfield, it looks like, as the Dowling offense will take over. With 44 seconds remaining, it's 14-0, Dowling leading Sioux City East. Both teams undefeated in District 1 play at 2-0. And
we do have a flag on the field here. I was looking, they were conferencing like there was a flag, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, there it is.
On the 40.
Yep, and it's right in the middle of the 40. Officials getting together. Let's go down to John Scheidel for a report from the Dowling sideline, John.
Well, the officials are pointing to the Sioux City East bench there. So, it's actually on Dowling. It's going to be holding on Dowling.
And they got a penalty against Dowling. Go ahead, John.
And it was on the punt return, so Dowling will still keep possession of the football. There's going to be marked off 10 yards from the spot.
All right, so the Maroons will take over, first and 10, from their own 39-yard line. And we'd like to thank the supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio's coverage of Dowling football for our 42nd consecutive year. Ashworth Vision, I want to thank Construction Professionals, along with Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy Medical. Maroons now have their offense on the field with 44 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. The quarterback is Zach Waters. He has Jason Murray in the backfield to his right. Back to throw Waters, looks to his right, fires it out, and it's caught. And I'm not sure if that's Lyman or Stillwell.
It looks like Jack Lyman on the reception.
And it was. So Lyman with the catch. And Maroons are. And he's dropped just shy of the first down. They're going to spot him down right about the 48-yard line and pick up a 9.
Nice quick throw there by Waters, getting it out there in coverage. And, again, the Maroons picking him on the sides.
All right, here's the snap. Waters back to throw. Looks to his left. Fires the ball downfield. And he underthrew his intended receiver that time. Pass is incomplete to Jack Lyman, who lined up on the left side of the formation that time.
Yeah, that time they rolled it to the wide side of the field, and it was the right read. Lyman was the one that curled up there into the dead spot in the zone and was open. That's the toughest throw for the right-handed quarterback,
yeah,
is sprinting out to the left side and trying to stop and throw that ball on target.
Here's Dowling now with four receivers to the left. And the quarterback, Waters, he has fullback in front of him. Long count by Zach. Fakes the throw. Now he'll keep it right up the gut. He goes, and Waters gets across midfield, and he's down right about the 41-yard line. That's enough for a first down to the Black Raider 41-yard line. Nice run that time by Waters. Gain of about 11.
You could see that play developing just by when the Maroons lined up in that formation. Wyman's in the middle of the field there and didn't know what to do, and he started to walk out from his middle linebacker position out to the edge. And that was all Waters needed to see. So it's the delay quarterback draw right into that open space.
So 11-yard run for Waters. First down, Dowling at the Sioux City East 41-yard line. Here's a give to Tegan Johnson. He breaks a tackle, still on his feet, and dives forward inside the 40 of Sioux City East, down to the 36-yard line, a pickup of 5. And those were 5 tough yards for Dowling's Tegan Johnson, who makes his first carry of the night.
That's one of those runs he earned last week. You know, by his play over the last few games and being healthy again, he's earned that time on the field early in a football game and makes a good hard run.
All right, we've come to the end of the first quarter here at Valley Stadium on a damp night as Dowling leads at 14-0 after one quarter play over Sioux City East. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
This is Brian Sweeney, Director of Finance and Operations for Iowa Catholic Radio. On behalf of the entire team, thank you for your listenership, financial support, and the prayers you've offered for us during the past year. Catholic Radio provides a refuge from modern society's commercialization of this holy season, permitting us to reflect on the true meaning of Christmas, and we are pleased that you are taking advantage of this opportunity. I wish you and your family a blessed Advent and Merry Christmas from all of us at Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium, underway here in the second quarter. Dowling with a handoff to Tegan Johnson on first down from the Sioux City East 36-yard line. Tegan carries it for a first down, but this is going to be coming back holding on Dowling.
Yeah, it looked like... Looked like someone was holding on Wyman right there, and I think that's what the call was. Wyman came up into the line of scrimmage right there, and someone got a hand on him, more or less kind of tackled him.
And that'll move the ball back to the Sioux City East 46-yard line. 10-yard holding call against the Maroons, and Dowling leading 14-0 if you join us here the first time here in the second quarter. As we were scheduled to kick off at 5:30, and we had that weather system move through with lightning in it and move the kickoff back to 6 o'clock. And we're still ahead of what we normally would have kicked off at 7. So glad you could join us tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio as we approach 6:30. And now here's Waters with a 2nd and 15, and the give is near side to Tegan Johnson. Tries to get outside the numbers, and he's finally corralled and brought down at the 37-yard line to pick up a 9. So he got some of those penalty yards back for the Maroons.
Yeah, Tegan, the play was designed to go up in the middle, and he bounced it out to the edge, and they made a nice hard run to get those extra yards there for the Maroons, and he's showing his value there to this team as he's in this series, as he's running the ball hard.
All right, as Maroons break to the line of scrimmage, they have linemen split out wide to the left top of your screen if you're watching. Edward Thompson in the slot left as... Zach Waters, a quarterback, 3rd and 6, Dowling from the 38-yard line of Sioux City East. There's a lateral throw caught by Thompson. Gets a block downfield from Lyman, makes a move, and a penalty flag goes down, and so does Thompson. He's near a first down. Matter of fact, he got the first down. We'll see what the penalty's about. Good move by Edward Thompson. I think he kind of faked himself out a little bit, but he ended up going out of bounds, and maybe enough for a first down. We'll see.
He did and made a really nice cut there and shook the defender. The only thing that was bad about that with that cut is it made the defender that lineman was blocking change directions on him. And so we're going to have lineman is going to be called for holding on the edge on that one and negates the play, but we still got third down.
Yeah, tough break that time as lineman was out blocking for Edward Thompson, and unfortunately that's going to move the ball back 10 yards, so it'll bring up.
It is a spot foul, so it doesn't, you know, so he was almost at the first down marker when that flag was thrown, so it ends up being a 3rd and 10 situation.
And they mark it off back to the 41-yard line. So bring up 3rd and 10 Maroons as they go left to right, wearing their home Maroon jerseys, white helmets, white pants against this Black Raider defense. Back to throw is Waters, fires a ball out, caught by Edward Thompson, makes a move at the 27, inside the 20, still on his feet, and finally brought down at the 15-yard line. Well, Thompson got it done one way or the other. He had assistance last time that he was brought down after a holding penalty. This time he gets it down to the 15-yard line and a first down for Dowling.
Really nice pass and catch, and Waters makes a nice read on that because Thompson's open off the break and throws the ball early, and Thompson makes a nice cut to get the first down.
27-yard reception that time.
And I don't think I have to tell you who made the tackle on that play for the Black Raiders.
Yeah, Mr. Wyman. I would imagine he's always around the football, John Wyman. And now Dowling is back to the ground game from the Sioux City East 15-yard line. Excuse me. They hand it off, and that is Tegan Johnson.
Patrick Connolly for the Black Raiders on the bottom of the pile there, and a host of other white jerseys for the Sioux City team to stop You say that was Tegan Johnson on the
card? I believe it was Tegan at the bottom of the power. Yep. I don't think Hummel did get the ball. As it runs now on the Bozen the Flores red zone, whatever your message may be, say more with Bozen, 515-244-ROSE. That's 244-7673. And now passed by Waters over the middle, incomplete. He tried to hit his receiver there, and he threw it kind of into a crowd. I think it was Lyman who he threw it to, and it was incomplete.
He did, and we got a break there because Vista was sitting in the middle of the field, and I don't think Waters saw him. Waters saw Lyman off the break that he was open, but didn't see the safety over the top in coverage there, and Vista came up and broke that play up.
We'll see if the Maroons can score here in the red zone. Maroons going with pistol formation. Waters, who has Tegan Johnson in the backfield, two receivers left, one to the right. Waters out of the shotgun, and the give is to Tegan Johnson. He tries to go right up the gut. He gets down to the 10-yard line, and will bring up fourth down and about four for the Maroons from the Sioux City East 10-yard line. Dowling leading 14-0 with 9:15 to go, second quarter. And I think the field goal unit's coming in with Drew Peterson.
Yeah, Wyman makes the stop on that play. His helmet came off, so he has to go off for a play. And we were still committed to kick field goal anyway, I have a feeling, in this situation. So we've got
it'll be a 27-yard from the right hash. Going left to right, Peterson. The hold will be by Stillwell. Here's the snap. Ball down. Kick is high enough. It's long enough. And it is good. Drew Peterson, Mr. Everything, kicks a 27-yard field goal. Dowling's lead now 17-0 with 8:45 remaining second quarter. We'll take a one-minute break and return to Valley Stadium after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account. The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium as Dowling goes 12 plays, 61 yards, and Drew Peterson with a 27-yard field goal, giving Dowling a 17-0 lead. Here's a kickoff, and it's fielded by Sioux City East at the goal line. And on the return, he crosses the 15 and finally brought down at about the 17-yard line, and that was Caden Jones, I believe, for the Black Raiders. But nonetheless, they'll take over first and 10 right around their own 17-yard line. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. We haven't heard from him in a little bit, and that's John Chattle. Johnny, give us an update on the Dowling sideline.
Well, you know, that was a nice drive, which was neglected by our negative plays by holding penalties. Once again, that kind of threw the offense off track. But other than that, I really like the way Zach Waters is playing tonight.
Yeah, he's making good reads, and I know that's something that Coach Wilson was working with he and the offense about, and, you know, making those reads whatever the defense is in. Black Raiders now with the first down from their own 17-yard line, 8:38 remaining here in the second quarter. And now the read option, and nearly a missed handoff that time. Dylan Harper has it, tries to get outside the numbers, as the give from quarterback Nate Vista was not the best. And I'll tell you what, Harper, he had to go a lot of east-west running that time. Matt couldn't turn it upfield, and he's going to end up losing yards inside the 15. They're going to spot it back to the 13-yard line, a loss of four for Sioux City East.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking to Coach Jack there before the game, talking about how their option sometimes doesn't quite work.
He was up here eating our pizza. But go ahead.
No, I don't want to get him in trouble. But anyway, he talked about the mesh sometimes back there. Yeah. And that time right there, that just wasn't real clean for the Black Raiders.
So a loss of four to bring up second and 14 for Sioux City East. Quarterback is Nate Vista, 6'2 senior. He wears number seven. And now
I'm going to call a legal motion. They had two guys in motion.
We're going to have timeout called
The clock was running out.
Yep. Timeout Sioux City East. We'll take a one-minute break and return. Dowling 17, Sioux City East nothing here in the second quarter from Valley Stadium. Back after these messages on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Chad Harris with Fidelity Bank, proud graduate of Dowling Catholic High School. I'm honored to support Dowling Catholic football. I offer a friendly, trusted alternative to big financial institutions, redefining the mortgage experience for our customers and partners. Residential, investment, or commercial real estate financing, the Chad Harris team is here to assist. 515-419-2911 or online at chadharrismortgage.com. Go Maroons! Fidelity Bank is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender, NMLS 527988, Chad Harris, NMLS 501594.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium out of the timeout called by Sioux City East. Black Raiders run a play, and they go right to the heart of the Dowling defense up to about the 16-yard line for a gain of three. And, Matt, it'll bring up second down and 11 for the Black Raiders.
Yeah, we got Levi Hummel there on the stop for the Maroons on that as he followed him across. And we got Owsley in there for Jack Keogh right now as a couple kids get breaks as we rotate through some guys defensively.
Yeah, they certainly are. So it's third and 11 for Sioux City East. Here's a snap. Vizda back to throw. Looks left. Throws it towards the near sideline. The pass nearly picked off by Connor Jackman at the 35 of Sioux City East. He just ran out of territory. Going to bring up fourth down for the Black Raiders.
He did. Michael Keogh just about got that. He needs a little more turf. Now, there is a flag on the field here, I think. Yeah.
Illegal shift on Sioux City East. So Dowling will decline it, and they'll bring up fourth down. And we're going to see twin safeties back, Stillwell and Thompson back for the Maroons to receive the punt.
Yeah, we haven't seen this yet. You know, usually it's a single guy back there. Mm-hmm. We usually have Stillwell by himself, and this time we're going to show something different. A little wrinkle here from Coach Wilson as we progress forward late into the season.
All right, into punt for Sioux City East is Kyle Burns, averaging 36 yards a punt this season. He had 22 punts coming in. He'll be punting right to left towards the north end zone. He kicks it over the head of Thompson. He's going to corral it and try to track it down inside the 30. No, he's going to let it go, and it's going to roll all the way down to the Dowling 23-yard line. So from his own 16-yard line, punts it down to the 23-yard line. That's where Dowling will take over first and 10 from their own 23 with 6:51 remaining second quarter. Dowling 17 and Sioux City East nothing. Let's go down to the Dowling sidelines. And our Shields sideline reporter tonight is John Chido. John, take it away.
Well, you know how we were talking pregame before we went on the air, how Sioux City East runs all these formations. Well, sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. But I think what's bad for them is that they only run certain plays out of these formations, and Dowling has been ready for it and was able to capitalize defensively on that.
Well, one thing Sioux City East did with all their formations, they got off a 61-yard punt with no return. That pins Dowling back at their own 23-yard line.
Yeah, he got a nice roll on that punt.
All right, water's in, and the give is to the tailback, and that's Jason Murray, who's back in after sitting out a series. And Jason takes it from his own 23-yard line, picks up the first down as he angled towards the far sideline, and now a dead ball penalty flag goes out as Murray's down at the 36-yard line. He picked up 13 yards, and we'll see what this is about. So Murray sat out a series. And
yeah, I didn't see the flag come down. It's down on this side of the field.
And they're going to call a personal foul penalty on Wyman. John Wyman, their outstanding linebacker. He picks up one more, and he's ejected. We saw that last week in the Lincoln game with the player having who's to sit tonight for the Rails as they travel up to Ankeny. But this will tack on 15 more with the penalty.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened there. I just, you know, Jason made a nice run up the left side there. He's got a little energy after resting on that last series.
Set out a series. So first down, Dowling at the Sioux City East 49. Handoff Murray breaks a tackle. He's near another first down, and he finally brought down at the first down marker. right about the 38-yard line of Sioux City East to see where they spot his forward progress. A reminder, at halftime, we'll catch up with John Chido, the Dowling, on the Dowling sideline. He'll have head coach Tom Wilson. We'll get his perspective on tonight's game. First of all, the early start, then the delay, then we play, and the Maroons up 17-0. So John Chido will catch up with Coach Wilson, reminder, at halftime. Dowling approaching the Bows in the Flores red zone. It'll bring up second down and one. They said Murray was just shy of the first down. Pistol formation for Dowling. Receiver on each side of the formation. Tight end on the right. Long count by Zach Waters out of the shotgun. Here's the snap. And Waters play action. Fires downfield. He's got a man wide open, and he overthrew him just a bit, incomplete from the left side of the formation. And I believe that might have been
Stillwell,
number 17. And he just was overthrown on the pass as Stillwell broke away from the defensive back who had single coverage.
Yeah, the play was set up. You know, you get those second and short situations, you like to take a shot, and that's what Coach Wilson did there on that play. And Zach just needed to put a little more air underneath that football and let Matt run under it, and then it's 6 points.
Notice the flag is pretty limp. We have pretty much calm winds here tonight, 59 degrees, overcast, and we had rain and thunderstorms move through about an hour before the game. All right, second down and third and one. The give is to Murray, and Jason just grinds it out, still on his feet, and he finally brought back at about the 30-yard line, but not before picking up the first down. Jason Murray, first down carry for Dowling of 9 yards.
Yeah, the stop there on the play for the Black Bears, Patrick Conley, number 55, and Jason just kept those pistons going, and he was moving his legs and running hard to finish that play. We had number 52, Trenton Mills, is that what you saw there?
Yep, Trenton Mills, a senior defensive end for Sioux City East, injured on the play. So it stops the clock with 5:38 remaining. Here in the second quarter, Dowling 17 and Sioux City East nothing. For a very damp night here at Valley Stadium. Mark Amadill joined by Matt Maindring and John Chido. And let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at. And John, give us an update from the Dowling sideline right now.
Well, you know, like we also talked about early in the pregame, is these run-pass options where I commented that Zach Waters is doing a good job, and he is making great reads off of those keys and reading the right guys and being able to give the ball to the tailback or pull it and make some nice throws, and he's done a real good job of that in the first half.
Yeah, he certainly has, and Matt, I know that's an important part of being a quarterback, seeing the whole field. I know that's some of the things that Coach Wilson has pulled his quarterbacks in and say, hey, here's what I'm looking at, and he's trying to be the quarterback. Tell them what the keys are in the scouting room and in the film room, and also you got to apply it towards the field on Friday nights.
You do. You got to try to slow the game down. So when you're under center there, you're trying to pick up what the reads are and do some things pre-snap, and then the habits of the game, your instincts will tell you as the play goes, I know I'm looking for this guy in this situation, and now I'm going to pull the ball or give the ball. So it is something that takes a lot of practice and something that's changed in football a lot over the last, 5 to 8 years.
Certainly
has. A lot of this RPO things, as they like to call it now, and we used to call that wishbone offense or something like that.
The young man for Sioux City East being assisted off the field, off under his own power, and that's a good thing. Trenton Mills, the senior defensive end. Don't forget, halftime coming up, we're going to talk the 50 years of Dowling swimming. Bill Gray and Hall of Fame coach Mark Crouch will join me at halftime. So you want to, fine-tune your radios, but also get that webcast brought in, because I can't wait to see how this is going to transpire, Matt.
Yeah,
that'll
be quite a conversation with those two.
Yeah, that'll be – and my apologies to
in
the Dowling community.
Yeah.
My apologies beforehand. All right, here's Waters back to throw on play action on first and 10. Fires the ball downfield. Caught by Thompson, but he steps out of bounds at the 10-yard line. That's good enough for a first down from the – Sioux City East 30-yard line, a 20-yard pass that time, and Edward just lost track of where the boundary was on the near side.
Made a nice catch on that play, and Zach makes a nice throw, and Zach had time. The offensive line gave him time on that play, and good play action on that set that up, and Thompson's really having a nice ball game tonight.
He certainly is. They're trying to get him involved more and more, as Dowling now will send two receivers left. Number 13, top of your screen, is Jack Lyman. Slot left, or the second receiver, number 8, is Edward Thompson, who just made the catch. And Colin Cook is receiver in the slot. And we've got a timeout called by Dowling. And we'll take a one-minute break and be back with 5:23 remaining first quarter, 17-0 Dowling over Sioux City East with 5:23 left in the second quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Sectoral Iowa Sports Network.
Mercy is proud to support Iowa Catholic Radio and its programs. From the cardiovascular experts at Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children. And with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area, you'll find a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy. Live up.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium out of the timeout, Dowling with a quick corner route to Matt Stillwell from quarterback Zach Waters. Pass fell incomplete. And this will bring up second and goal for Dowling, Matt Maindring from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Zach got pressured on that throw right there. First time we've seen that from Sioux City.
All right, here's Waters with two receivers left. They give us to Jason Murray, and he cuts it out inside the left tackle, and he'll go into for the touchdown. Jason Murray, he put somebody on the floor, on the ground, because he made one move, and he cut inside right between the hash, and he went in from 10 yards out. So Jason Murray with his third touchdown of the night. And the Maroons now extend their lead to 23-0, pending the extra point here, Matt.
If you're watching this on TV, you just saw Charlie Nank just flatten the kid and allow that crease for Jason. And then also Mr. Alger planted a guy at the goal line as well.
And the extra point by Drew Peterson is good. So Dowling now extends its lead to 24-0. Over Sioux City East with 5:14 remaining here in the first half, and we'll take a timeout and come back with more from Valley Stadium here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244-ROSE, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. The kickoff by Drew Peterson for Dowling goes into the end zone, touchback, and Sioux City East will have a first down at their own 20-yard line. Dowling 24, Sioux City East nothing. Here with 5:14 remaining in the second quarter, Mark Amadale and Matt Maindring here in the press box. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and that is where John Chido is on our Shields sideline report. John?
Yeah, Mark, that touchdown was set up by a Zach Waters pass to Ty Thompson here on the sideline, and Ty made a great catch, was able to get 1 foot down. And like Coach said, if he would have kept going or was able to have more room, he would have been able to get in the end zone. But unfortunately, was left out of bounds. And then Jason Murray with a nice run and good blocking up front, as Coach mentioned before.
Yeah, 7 plays, 77 yards on the Dowling drive, as capped off by Jason Murray's third touchdown of the night, this time from 10 yards out. And it's a first down Sioux City East from their own 20-yard line as quarterback. Vizda, play action, rolls to his right, fires the ball downfield, and he threw into traffic, the pass incomplete, as he tried to hit his intended receiver that time, and he was in a lot of traffic, and I believe that was Caden Jones he was trying to hook up with.
Yeah, they're throwing a pass interference for calling Jack Keogh down the field a little bit there with some pass interference. He was trailing the receiver there on that play and must have got a bump on him while the ball was in the air.
So that'll be an automatic first down, a 15-yard penalty.
And the important thing is there that the ball was already in the air. You know, if he grabs an arm while the quarterback still got it, it becomes offensive or defensive holding versus the PI, the pass interference, when the ball is in the air.
So it's first and 10, Sioux City East. Line of scrimmage is their own 35-yard line. Dowling 24-0 over the Black Raiders here in the second quarter. And the give is to the tailback, and that is Alex Kleider. Kleider gets a couple yards up to about the 37-yard line. I'll bring up second down and about, call it seven.
The defensive front for the Maroons there is just, it's pretty impenetrable, and it's really tough, as we've seen over the last few weeks, for anybody to get any kind of sustained drive against that front of Collins, Kriegshauser, and Bay and Schultz.
They've done a nice job up front. Back to throw is Vizda. That fires a pass out, and it's caught. That's Caden Jones with the reception. He's got the first down right at the 47-yard line of Sioux City East. Play will go for 9 yards and a first down.
Yeah, Quentin Wellmaker there in coverage. Gets a stop on the play there on the pass. Nice pass by Zizda out into the flats. And Quentin was there to make the play as soon as the ball got there.
Our halftime guest just arrived, Matt, just letting you know.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
I don't see the most dangerous one of the two, Coach Crouch.
Well, he's still enjoying happy hour, I'm sure, somewhere, but he'll be around. All right, first
down.
He's
retired. He can do that.
Sioux City East with the first down at their own 47, and back to throw is quarterback Vizda, and he overthrows the 10 receiver incomplete. He's either working for Caden Jones, number 10, or Caleb Winter, number 11. But
I don't think they were quite clear on who the ball was going to either. It looked like they both were trying to block on that quick
screen.
I think
so.
And fortunate for them that that ball was not intercepted as the Maroons stepped up to make a play.
So to bring up second and 10 for the Black Raiders. Game clock is stopped with 4:01 remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling leading 24-0 after a game that was moved up due to the weather and then delayed due to the weather. Kicked off at 6 o'clock tonight from Valley Stadium as we're getting close to halftime. And now Vizda will keep the football. He runs the read option. He fakes the ball to his tailback that time, and that was Kleider, and he took it outside, and I think he was dropped for a loss, Matt. It didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, Max Bay on the stop there for the Maroons as he kept that ball to go around the right edge. And the Maroons going to call a timeout right here and conserve a little time to get the ball back.
All right, we'll keep it here with 3:54 remaining in the first half. Dowling 24-0 over Sioux City East. As Dowling now with one timeout remaining, Sioux City East has two. Want to thank the supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. They include Two Rivers Glass and Door, the Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, our friends at Skeffington Formalware, and Tumia and Sons. And Matt Mainder, do we have positive results? Mr. Mario Tumia visits last week over at Hutchins Stadium with a little gift basket, but you had a chance to make your way over to the south side of Des Moines.
My wife Lisa and I stopped in there last night and had a very enjoyable experience at Tumia and Sons. Before we went to the choir concert and listened to the Dowling choirs led by Mr. Tipping and Mary Bartimus. So just a real enjoyable night from start to finish.
And the folks there at Tumia's, some of the people that were gathered around you, appreciate you picking up the tab. Or you didn't know that yet?
No, I didn't know that yet. I better check that bill again.
Well,
I didn't do any bocce ball. I wasn't involved in any of that on the back.
That's right, bocce ball night, one of my favorite activities. All right, 3:54 remaining in the half. Sioux City East now out of the timeout. 3rd and 11 for the Black Raiders. Vizda at quarterback, got two receivers left, one on the right. Back to throw, being rushed, fires the ball out. The pass is caught, and down goes the receiver after a very short game. Back to the line of scrimmage. Great job by the Dowling defense that time as they corralled Ethan Breifogle, who made the reception.
Yeah, Colton Sanders on the play there for the Maroons. Just had an outstanding read on that play. They're running a screen against that backside. Who called? Did we call timeout again?
Yeah,
Dowling. We called timeout. Dowling timeout in the play. But Colton makes a really nice play from that left cornerback position.
And a loss of 2 on that reception, so it'll bring up 4th and 11. That's why Dowling called timeout with 3:47 remaining. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline for our Shield sideline reporter, and that is John Chido. John, come on in.
Well, Mark, I heard that you're going to host lunch next week down at Tumia's for us. And it's
absolutely. But come on down. I'll find somebody to say, hey, Mario, I got a favor to ask you.
We do have parent-teacher conferences next week, so my schedule is a little more open in a
there
couple
we go.
Days.
Johnny, I'm not going to schedule an appointment with him.
Oh, come on. That was a nice play by Colton, that wing back screen. He stayed right at home.
And, you know, that was key there, John. You mentioned that. He had to stay home, otherwise that goes for a big game.
Yeah, there was nobody behind him to help, and it was all Colton left an island by himself, and he made a great tackle.
All right, Matt Stillwell back deep for Dowling. Stands back his own 25-yard line. 3:47 remaining in the half, 24-0 Dowling. And here is the punt by Kyle Burns, and Stillwell fields at the 21. Return is left across the 30, 35, 40. It's tripped up as he crosses the 40-yard line. Nice job by the Dowling punt return team. They had punt return left. He got about 20 yards out of it, Matt. It'll be a first down Dowling with 3:35 remaining in the half.
Yeah, nice return there by Matt as we were in the hallway today talking about this with Coach Meeks about his punt returning and how he's given me a couple gray hairs up here during the season, but he's really turned into a really good punt returner. Got sure hands and made a nice run right there down the sideline.
So the Maroons with the first down, they spot him down at the 23-yard line, so that's a 22-yard return for Matt Stillwell. First down Dowling, and here is Waters. Play action, fires the ball out. It's caught in the far sideline, making a move and stepping out of bounds is a Dowling receiver over there, and that's Ty Thompson.
Yeah, Ty Thompson makes a nice catch out there again on the edge. And or was that Colin Cook? It's hard. I think that was Colin Cook on the edge out there. And nice play, or Ty Thompson, one of the two.
Well, Thompson's out there now with Lyman at the top of the screen. Some Maroons with four receivers, first and 10 Maroons. Waters back to throw, lost it over the top, and it is almost caught, but it's incomplete as the intended receiver was Colin Cook. Reached out with one hand, overthrown. Did a nice job, Waters did. He threw it just over the defensive back who was right with Cook, but incomplete.
That's one of those throws that he's making off the break. You know, the ball is thrown before the athlete makes the break, and Colin makes his break to the back corner. We'd call flag pattern there, and Waters laid it out there just a little too much on it.
All right, bring up 2nd and 10, Dowling from the 45 of CCD. Some Maroons fire the ball out, and it's caught on the far sideline. And with the catch is Cook, and he's near a first down. The game clock continues to run.
Yeah, Nate visited there on the tackle for the Black Raiders, stops him short of the first down as the Maroons work through their hurry-up offense. You can't really call it a two-minute offense anymore. It's just a regular offense with a little more speed.
Yep, 7-yard gain that time, reception that time from Cook. Third and three, and now Maroons keep it on the ground, and that is Murray with it. A little toss play from quarterback Waters, and he's got the first down, stops the clock with 2:50 remaining in the half, and Dowling leading 24-0.
This is one of those plays we haven't seen very much this year so far, this little toss sweep to Murray. I think it's a way to counter Hyman as he's in the middle of the ball field there and trying to keep him out of the play, and they can do that by doing that toss sweep.
All right, Waters back to throw. He fires the ball out, and the pass is caught, but out of bounds. Nice reception that time by Edward Ty Thompson. And Johnny and I know his name goes by Ty, but Coach said they call him Edward, so we'll leave it at that. So if you hear us calling him Ty or Edward, it's Mr. Thompson wearing number 8. Made a nice catch, but out of bounds.
Out of bounds, yeah. I had same thing. I called the young man by the other name last year. So all his buddies called him that, and then it's Edward.
We're going to have to maybe talk to him after the game and see what he wants to be called.
It's Edward.
All right. And out of the pistol formation, and the give is to Murray. He breaks it left side, still on his feet at the 20. Down the far sideline, 10, breaks a tackle, 5, touchdown. Jason Murray from 32 yards out. And I'll tell you what, he broke two or three tackles as they went to the short side of the field, Matt. The Maroons ran the short side, they had everybody to the wide side, and it was Jason Murray against the rest of the defense.
Yeah, you can't bring him down by just trying to grab a piece of his jersey. You got to get both hands on him and try to get your arms around his legs, because you're not going to arm tackle that young man once he has his legs in motion.
So the Maroons go 57 yards on this drive as Drew Peterson in to attempt the extra point. And a drive that took five plays, capped off by Jason Murray's 32-yard touchdown. Extra point by Peterson is good, and Dowling now leads at 31-0 over Sioux City East with 2.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and watching on the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account. The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines and KIHS Adel. It's 7 o'clock.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium on the kickoff as the Maroons boot in the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Sioux City East will start first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Dowling leading 31-0 with 2.5 minutes remaining in the half. Mark Amadale, Matt Maindring here in the press box. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline to John Chido. John, a 5-play, 57-yard drive for Dowling, capped off by Jason Murray's fourth touchdown of the night from 32 yards out.
I tell you what, Jason Murray lacks in size. He makes up for vision and speed and patience. He has the best vision and patience I've seen in a high school running back.
All right, Sioux City East from their own 20-yard line. The handoff goes to their tailback, Clyder, and he gets some running room, and he picked up the first down across the 30 up to the 31-yard line. Nice run for that young
he
man.
He did, Matt. A little off tackle on the left side of the field there, and Michael Keough comes up and makes an ankle tackle, otherwise that he's still running.
So first down, Sioux City East from their own 31-yard line. Quarterback remains Nate Vizda. He wears number 8. He works out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the right as a man in motion. Vizda works the option left side, trying to find a hole, and he's hitting, corralled back by a couple of Dowling players, one of them Jack Keel, but the bottom of that pile was Jack Schultz, who made the initial tackle.
He made a nice play coming down the line of scrimmage there. You know, those defensive linemen, they got to be able to move down that line of scrimmage, and Jack did a real nice job there moving down and stands him up, and Jack Keel finishes things off.
So that'll bring up second down and 10 for Sioux City East. Line of scrimmage is their own 31-yard line. Minute 40 remaining on the game clock. Black Raiders with two timeouts remaining. Dowling is out of timeouts. Two receivers right, one to the left for the Maroons. And here is Clyder out of the shotgun, and the give is to the tailback. Rather, Vizda out of the shotgun. The give is to Clyder, and he's hit and dropped. Maroon shirts met him at the line of scrimmage, and they were at the bottom of that pile, led by Nate Collins and company.
Yeah, Jack Schultz again on the play, makes it collapse that line of scrimmage down, and broke that stretch play down. Did an outstanding job.
So that'll bring up third and 10 for Sioux City East. They'll break the huddle with three receivers right, one to the left. Quarterback is Nate Vizda. He's went the distance tonight. 55 seconds remaining in the half, and Dowling leading 31-0. Here's a snap. Vizda back to throw. Rolls to his right. May want to run. Now keeps the football. Turns upfield. Gets outside the numbers and finally angling out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
It'd be interesting if they stop the clock here or put him down in bounds.
I'm going to give him a pickup of 7 there, Matt, and it'll bring up fourth down.
It ends up being kind of a big deal because we're going to get another shot at this ball before the half runs out.
Yeah, they said he stepped out of bounds, and Maroons will send in their punt return team as he's out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
Nice play by the Maroons. The Black Raiders had that quad set it, and the four receivers out to the one side, and they rolled him that way and had nothing to go to.
All right, Kyle Burns in to punt. He'll stand back at his own 25-yard line. Gets it away, and the punt is partially blocked, but gets it away. I'll tell you what, he had pressure. Here's Stillwell with the 31-yard line. Return is right this time. Penalty flag down, and so is Stillwell at the 45. But I'll tell you what, Dowling had the pressure on, and they almost had a block. Might have been partially blocked.
Well, I'm shocked that we didn't get a hand on that ball.
Unbelievable.
I didn't see the ball change directory, so I'm not saying that the official's wrong here, but I didn't see that ball change directory at all. But we were right on top of him, and they're going to call roughing the punter.
I think they're going to get a hold on Dowling on the return. We'll see what this is about.
Personal foul. Roughing the kick. 15-yard penalty. First down.
And the Maroons were guilty of a flood.
That penalty is fine.
Block in the back against Dowling on the return. So Sioux City East will get the ball back with 29 seconds remaining here in the first half. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. He's going to catch up with head coach Tom Wilson here in a moment, but that is John Chido. Johnny, give us an update.
Yeah, you know, that's twice now that we've roughed the kicker, ran in the kicker, and the kicker's doing a nice job. His momentum's going so much forward as Dowling's guys are unable to hold up. But either they got to get there and block that, or it's going to be a penalty the way they're going after that kicker.
So Sioux City East will take over at the Dowling 47 after they mark off the penalty, roughing the punter against the Maroons. So Black Raiders to the line of scrimmage here, Matt. They fake the jet sweep. They got a man in motion, and that's Wagner. Back to throw is Avizda. Fires it down the far sideline, incomplete. He threw it into coverage that time as his wide receiver was Easton Voigt was well covered.
Yeah, Connor Jackman in coverage there for the Maroons, and he did a really good job of staying on his top hip and then riding him on that sideline all the way down, and didn't give him much room to go out and catch that ball. And not a bad throw by Zizda, but good coverage there by Jackman.
Yeah, Vizda tried to throw it into a real tight window that time as he had Easton Voigt wearing number 9 as his wide receiver. It stops the clock with 24 seconds, brings up 2nd and 10 for the Black Raiders from the Dowling 47.
We won't be surprised if they sit back there and just keep trying to check it down the field here with 24 seconds left.
Oh, absolutely. And now we've got a timeout called by Sioux City East, I believe. Or is it an equipment?
I think he called timeout.
Let's see. Yep. They're going to send him to the sideline. So.
Uh-oh. Look in the mirror.
Oh, no, he is here.
Yeah, he made it.
Well, they were. He wasn't. I know where he was about an hour ago, and we've got a timeout on the field. We take a 30-second break and return. 24 seconds remaining, 31-0 Dowling over Sioux City East here in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. Final moments of the first half. As Sioux City East with the football, they called timeout. And now here's Vizda running with the football, trying to get out of bounds. Breaks a tackle at the 40, still on his feet, and finally rustled down with 15 seconds remaining at the Dowling 33-yard line. So about a 14-yard run, but I think he ran 50, Matt, just to get back to where he needed to be.
He did. Owen Schultz ends up making the play there, and he really did. That wasn't a designed run. You know, a lot of the things that they've been doing have been designed for a visit to run.
Right.
And that one, he really did want to throw the ball, but there was nothing down there as the Maroons sit back in kind of a prevent defense. They're dropping everybody and only rushing a few.
Well, 15 seconds remaining in the half. It'll be 1st and 10, Sioux City East from the Dowling 33, and they'd really like to capitalize here in this particular instance. Want to thank the Chad Harris Mortgage Team at Fidelity Bank and Paper System for supporting our broadcast. A little screen pass, and it is caught, and at inside the 30 and finally brought down is the back who made the catch, and Sioux City East has one timeout, and they're going to take it here with 7 seconds. We'll take a one-minute break and return, 31-0 Dowling. 7 seconds remaining in the first half, back in 1 minute. On Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
cost.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. Here is Vizda back to throw. Might be the final play of the first half. Lost to the end zone. The pass is incomplete. A lot of contact down there between the Sioux City East receiver and the Dowling defense, but they call it incomplete. 3/10 of a second left, Matt Maindring, here in the first half.
Yeah.
We're going to see another play.
We are going to see one more play. It's hard to tell. Someone's down there. Is it the quarterback down there?
That Vizda? And if it is, that is not good news for Sioux City East.
I'm not sure how.
And it is.
I saw the contact at the end of the play, and I'd have to see a replay, but he wasn't really hit. It looked like he got pushed right as he was letting go of the ball. No one landed on him, and unless he went back and hit his head as he hit the turf.
All right, let's go down to our Shield sideline reporter. That is John Chido. I know Johnny's going to catch up with head coach Tom Wilson here in less than 3/10 of a second, but right now we got the injury to Nate Vizda, the Sioux City East quarterback. Johnny, take it away.
I just watched one of the coaches showed me a replay back on the film. It didn't look anything serious at all. He was kind of backpedaling. Nobody really hit him. So I don't know if his leg got caught on the turf and kind of ankle or a knee or something like that. But
he just must have fell awkwardly back on it and twisted it up a little bit.
Well, he walks off under his own power, and the backup quarterback is Casey Blake. Now, people in Central Iowa remember Casey. He was an outstanding athlete at Indianola. This is not him. This is the outstanding athlete at Sioux City East named Casey Blake, and he is the backup quarterback. So we'll see. Had a pretty good career in Major League Baseball, too.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
All right, final play, 3/10 of a second remaining in the half. Here's a snap, and back to throw is Blake. Fires downfield, and the pass is intercepted by Jack Keel at the 20-yard line, and he's finally brought down at the 30-yard line. So a 10-yard return, and that's how the half will end. On a Dowling interception as Jack Keel picks it off. And we go to halftime with the Maroons leading 31-0 over Sioux City East. First place on the line in this District 1 showdown. And let's go down to the Dowling sideline where John Chida will catch up with head coach Tom Wilson as the Maroons lead at halftime 31-0. John, take it away.
Coach, great start to the ball game. The tempo on the offense seemed really upbeat and a lot of nice drives. And the defense was able to hold and keep Sioux City East out of the end zone there. Your thoughts?
We have done some good things. You know, it's back to the same old thing. Penalties put us behind the sticks a little bit. But, you know, we've done some good things. Obviously, Murray getting his. We've had good tempo. We've been throwing the ball a little bit. Seems like we've been mixing it around a little bit. But hopefully we can come out and execute in the second half and get a lot of people in the ball game.
Well, Coach, thank you and good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
John Chido, thank you for that update with head coach Tom Wilson. Appreciate that interview. Matt, Dowling goes in with a 31-0 lead. They will not start the second half with a running clock, but they will start out the second half with the lead. Sioux City East will have the football on the first possession of the second half, but pretty good job. First thing we look at, and coach addressed the turnover, the miscues on the offense, penalties. But on the defense, they got the shutout, they made big plays, and they had the interception right before the half. The Dowling defense coming up big once again.
Yeah, you know, and I would have to look at the stats when we get up here. There's not too many first downs earned by East in that first half, and the defense has just been sound all night long. And Jack Keel comes up and makes a nice play that was thrown by a quarterback who looked like he hadn't warmed up his arm yet, and that ball kind of fluttered out of there. And And the team defense, the speed of this defense is just outstanding, and how they rally to the football is just fun to watch.
Well, it certainly is, and I know we're waiting on our halftime stats from the Dowling coaching staff as we got them right here, right on cue. Thanks, Coach Seifert. As the Maroons lead at 31-0, Dowling with four touchdowns in the first half from Jason Murray, 27 2 yards, 10 and 33 yards officially for Jason Murray and his four touchdowns. Total offense, Dowling with 322 yards of total offense, 80 for Sioux City East. And the Maroons had 134 yards passing, 188 yards rushing. Sioux City East with 29 yards passing and 51 yards rushing. The penalties are, as you know, I know that's the big bugaboo that the Maroons try to get through. Dowling penalized eight times for 72 yards. Sioux City East penalized six times for 49 yards. And first downs, Dowling with 20 first downs in the first half. Sioux City East with seven. Individually, Zach Waters at quarterback for the Maroons. He was 10 out of 16 passing, 134 yards, and no touchdowns, no interceptions. And Jason Murray, how about that first half? 13 carries.
That's a pretty good stat line.
13 carries, 146 yards, and four touchdowns for Jason. Zach Waters, six carries for 28 yards. Tegan Johnson, four carries for 18 yards. For Sioux City East, quarterback Nate Vizda, 5 out of 14 passing, 29 yards, and an interception, no touchdowns. And Vizda was leading rusher, 9 carries, 40 yards for Sioux City East. Kleider with 4 carries for 14 yards. Leading receiver for Dowling, Edward Thompson, 3 catches for 53 yards. Connor Eibach, 1 catch for 30 yards. Colin Cook, 3 catches for 23 yards. And Jack Lyman, 2 catches for 21 yards. For Sioux City East, Kyle Burns, 1 catch for 17 yards. And Caden Jones, 1 catch for 9 yards. Again, total offense for Dowling in the first half, 322 yards. And for Sioux City East, 80. And that's a look at our halftime statistics. And Matt Manion, we're going to take a break. I don't know what's going on with you at halftime, but I have the history of Dowling swimming standing right in front of me.
There's a lot of pool time right there.
Yeah. The guy on the left was one of the founders of Dowling Swimming, went to one of the priests and said, hey, we'd like to have swimming. The guy on the right, well, he made it happen, and the Hall of Famer Mark Crouch.
Yeah,
so
he's an outstanding
man. So if you're watching,
outstanding men.
If you're listening on radio, great. If you're watching on TV, even better. I'll come back with both those two, Bill Gray and Mark Crouch, coming up here at halftime. Dowling leads it 31-0. For John Chido and Matt Mainring, I'm Mark Amadale. Stay tuned. We'll come back with halftime from Valley Stadium here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at bozen.com.
Paper Systems is a proud sponsor of Dowling Catholic Football. Paper Systems is a leading manufacturer of bulk packaging designed to transport liquids. Paper Systems specializes in corrugated disposable containers, returnable containers, and stocks replacement liners for various styles of hard-sided containers. Paper Systems offers packaging solutions to save your company money today and our earth tomorrow. For more information, on the phone, 515-280-1111 or online at paper-systems.com. Paper Systems is an equal opportunity employer, and they are accepting online applications today.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown. TamiaAndSons.net. And welcome back to halftime here at Valley Stadium. Halftime score, Dowling leading Sioux City East by the score of 31-0. Mark Amadale joined at halftime by the Hall of Fame coach of Dowling in boys swimming and girls swimming, Mark Crouch, and Bill Gray. Yes, Bill Gray, Ron Gray's brother, and we'll talk more about that. The history of Dowling swimming. Gentlemen, it's hard to believe 50 years ago, Dowling had swimming in it. It wasn't even a sport yet, and Bill, you were a big part of it. I'm going to start with you because you were part of all this that got this guy a job at Dowling as a swim coach. Is that right?
I think that was a good lead-in. You're right. We had a club team before then from time when freshmen weren't eligible back in our day, but we swam at the YMCA and swam unattached, and then you could go and swim in the district tournament if you wanted to. We had some people do that. We had Brian Conley do that. We had some divers do it. But 1968 was a turning point. the Dowling was always an independent up until that time. We had an opportunity to join the first Metro League, where they let Dowling actually play sports with the rest of the city schools. It was a pretty exciting time. So my good friend Bill Church and I, our junior year, we wanted to go on up and approach Father Frank Nugent about the possibility of turning it from a club sport into a true sponsored sport. And he thought it was a good idea, and he decided that we'll get a coach, we'll get you some uniforms, and we'll get you some warm-ups. And so that was the beginning of the Stellar Dowling Swimming Program.
Now, Bill, as you were part of the initial team 50 years ago, it's hard to believe. And, yes, he was a swimmer, folks. There's no doubt about that. If you're watching on TV tonight, you know what I mean. And he's an outstanding Des Moines City Councilman. Let me get that plug, even though I don't live there anymore. But Bill, the idea that you and Bill Church, who's watching on the webcast tonight, you went up to Father Nugent, and you said, hey, we'd like to have swimming. And you talked about part of it, but you need a coach and you need a place to practice. Tell us how that evolved 50 years ago.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was the toughest sell. Before then, our only practice as a group down at the YMCA. And so when we went to Father Nugent, we said we need to have something that's a little bit more cohesive. We've never had a coach. We just do it ourselves. So they brought our favorite coach of all time, next to Mark, of course.
Nice cover.
Bob Trusty. He came out, and I think the poor guy was just overwhelmed. He goes, I don't even know if I can teach these guys anything. And so we had an opportunity to get a coach with Bob Trusty, and then we got an opportunity to actually swim at a real pool. Lincoln offered their pool after mm-hmm. they were using it, until there was an incident that happened where there was a kid that wanted to transfer to Dowling, and they didn't really appreciate that. So we spent the next year and a half swimming at Tech High School. So
is that what Jim Williams is involved with, maybe part of that?
I think you're probably picking up some smart things right there. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
And that kind of shot your training facility at Lincoln.
Yeah,
that went downhill fast.
Well, I'll tell you, that roundhouse was a good place to swim, but Tech was all right. We made it work.
Now, I understand Bill Church sent this to us. You guys also swam or practiced at the Jewish Community Center. They had a pool, and I don't know if you were part of that, Bill, but that had to be interesting.
Well, and it was, and I got more interesting stories that city staff has told me, but the interesting thing there, it was in the basement, and you go down there and you swam as long as you could. We did that for early morning workouts, then went back to school, then we went back down to Tech and finished the workouts. So now that's Children and Families of Iowa. And the pool's all gone there, so a lot of memories went with that as well.
Well, speaking of memories, this guy here, Hall of Fame coach and 30 years at Dowling, Mark Crouch, they hired him after Bob Trusty retired. Mark came on board, and 30 years later, you just retired. Matter of fact, you walked into the pool at Dowling, at the new Dowling, the current one, it says a Mark Crouch pool, and I haven't gotten over. I have to wipe my feet. They say you got to wipe your feet to come in, so I've tried to do that, Coach Crouch. And welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, it's great to be back. Great to be here and speaking with you at halftime. Thanks for the invite. You know, like I said, in the later years, you quit inviting me, so I don't know what happened.
Well, here's the real story, because the principal's standing right over there. We're all going to get cut out of here in a moment. But you had season tickets to Iowa. You were our sideline reporter for many years with Mr. Marcoulet.
Yeah, I did it 3 or 4 years maybe.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
It was pretty fun, actually.
And we had a lot of fun with you.
I knew nothing about football, but I could interview people standing on the sidelines pretty well.
And you did, and we had plenty of them doing that. But, Mark, congratulations. 30 years of Dowling. You're now retired. Well, retired. I'm sure you're busy doing private lessons and that. But you were district coach of the year 18 times at Dowling. You were the state coach of the year 3 times. You're inducted into Dowling Hall of Fame 3 years ago, or a couple years ago. And your son, Justin, got the coaching bug, and he's the Ankeny swim coach. Because Ankeny has Centennial and Ankeny swim as one team, correct?
Correct.
So he's the coach up there.
District coach of the year this last year, so that was pretty exciting.
He must have got that from his mom.
Yeah, I guess. I was pretty proud, though.
Yeah.
I was very proud.
Well, you should be. But, you know, Mark, when you came on board, we heard Bill talk about 50 years of Dowling swimming. Now, I know we've got some things that will be going on here this winter, but I look at all the finishes, Dowling State Championship, 4 of them, and you got them all in a row, 2000 through 2003. Your first team that placed at Dowling was back in 1990. I don't know if you were there then. I think you were.
Yep, I came in 87.
And you placed 6th in 1990. That's the first time the Maroons placed. You won 4 straight, and then you had runner-up finishes. Kind of reminded me of the Dowling football team for a while. Runner-up.
A lot of second place, third place, top 5 finishes. Sometimes I feel like we had better teams when we were second, third, fourth, or fifth than I did when we had state championship teams, but it all worked out. So.
Certainly did. You had 14 individual champions and 7 relays. relay champions. The one relay you never got was a 200 medley.
Yeah,
but you really knocked things out. The 200 freestyle was the Dowling relay team. They won 7 titles.
Yep. 400 freestyle relay was good. We held 5 state records at one time. They've all been broken. 2 of them went down last 2 years ago. So, you know, it was pretty fortunate. Very fortunate to be able to come to Dowling and coach at Dowling. It was a fun time. Can't believe it's been 50 years, and I look at it, I think between Coach Trusty and myself, there was a gal by the name of Linda Burton that coached a year, maybe 2 years. So I thought to myself, geez, I was a third coach.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not bad in 50 years.
50 years, they've only had 3 coaches.
That's pretty good.
So
now, did you ever have some former athletes, like the one right next to us, ever be an assistant coach, kind of help you out, or
actually,
nature?
The current head coach, Nick Spike, swam for me and was my assistant coach for a number of years. Trent Mittendorf, trying to think who else. A guy by the name of Brian Dwyer coached with me. I've had a number of former Dowling swimmers come and assist with me, so it's been great.
Well, a lot of memories there. And you know, Bill, you look back, you were on some of those first teams, and,
oh,
you know, a lot of practices. You probably had some tremendous competitions, probably qualifying for districts and state, but a lot of memories that were made before the baton got passed to the new guy over here. A lot of things started because you were a part of that startup, and I know one story you told me about sharing warm-ups with the wrestling team. Believe it or not, folks, they did, and I'll let you tell the rest, Bill.
Well, it's absolutely great. You know, part of the program that we got going is we didn't have anything. We needed warm-ups, we needed swimming trunks, and the school got them all put together. Well, about, I think this wrestling team actually got started either 65 or 66, but they come in there just wear their T-shirts and their singlets. So they thought it would look a little bit more cohesive if they had some sort of a warm-up that reflected Dowling High School. So we'd have a swimming meet on a Thursday afternoon. Wrestling meet would be Thursday night, so we pack our stuff up, we'd put it in our duffel bag, take it over. They'd take the warm-ups and give them to the wrestling team, and they had to go out there going, oh, good Lord, what are these guys doing with these things? So, and then we get them back, and we say the same thing. Oh, good Lord, what are these wrestlers doing with these things?
Oh, this day and age of health and fitness. What was going on back in the 60s and 70s you don't want to know about?
That's exactly right.
Oh, boy, my goodness. Now, Mark, you'll appreciate it. Mark Crouch and Bill Gray join me talking about the history of Dowling swimming. 50 years. They're going to have a ceremony here later on this winter. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But, you know, I look back, and Mark, training table. And Bill told me this. He said, they used to have a training table before the night before a meet at Pizza Hut on Ingersoll. $1.29, all you can eat. The wrestlers and the swimmers were fighting over food. Does that remind you of your training tables at all, Mark, at Dowling?
No, our training tables were a little different. We usually went to a parent's house and had pasta or steaks or pizza, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Whatever they wanted to have at that particular house. So we kind of upped it, and, you know, the prices went up at Pizza Hut, and we couldn't afford to go to Pizza Hut. So we had to end up going to a parent's house and have them buy everything for us.
By the way, that Pizza Hut did shut down
yes.
because of the Dowling wrestling and swimming teams partaking there way too much. You know, Bob Trusty, who was the first coach, and Bill, I'm going to ask you or talk about this. They're going to have a recognition ceremony this winter for at the Valley Dowling Boys Swim Meet. Keep in mind, the girls' swimming is going on right now, but the boys, it's Tuesday, December 18th, and they have the new award established, the Bob Trusty Award, named after Dowling's first coach. And talk a little about that to our listeners and viewers.
That's a real important thing for us. As Bill Church and I contemplated on what we had done throughout the years, one of the things that Bob instilled in us is that, you know, we weren't the best athletes out there. We swam against some really tough people, but he taught us diligence, hard work, perseverance, and most of all, you know, camaraderie. That, to me and to Bill as well, is one thing that was the most outstanding thing that stuck with us and it made a portion of our lives molded around that. So what we want to do is honor Bob's vision of what he wanted to see us do in putting together camaraderie on the team. And so Bill and I decided that we need to have something to honor Bob. And so I know we have already the most valuable swimmer or most improved swimmer, but I think what we would like to see, and that's what we're going to promote here at the end of the season for both boys and girls, is the opportunity to have a swimmer come up that has been to as many practices as they could, worked as hard as they could, just never got to she's the level of some of the champions out there, but made an impression on the coaches and the school that they're a part of a team that they wanted to help mold, and they did a great job of it. And so with that in mind, we're going to put the Bob Trusty Award out there for the hardest working, most dedicated swimmer we can find out there.
And that'll be again on Tuesday, December 18th at the Mark Crouch Pool at Dowling Catholic High School. You know, Father Nugent, and Billy told me this, said it had a perfect saying about starting swimming. Not everybody is big enough to play football. That is certainly true, but everybody can swim. And Mark, you've seen a lot of that. You've seen wrestlers try to swim? I mean, we've had them all, right?
We've had wrestlers. We have had a center from the football team come out as junior or sophomore year and swim 3 years for us. And we had a all-state baseball player that ended up being a state champion for us, and Ryan Fitzgerald. And so, you know, if you want to come out and do the time and you got a little ability and you want to listen to your coaches and you want to work hard, I think anybody can learn to swim and do well at it.
Absolutely. Well, you did well coaching swimming, 30-plus years at Dowling. Are you still involved with the program, or are you just turned over to your assistants?
I help with their home swim meets and their statistics. And so, yeah, I'm still around. I've been at a lot of the girls' meets this year, and the boys will be starting up here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is actually the first year I'll be fully retired, nothing on my plate. So we'll see how that goes. I might have to go find something to do just to keep my wife from telling me to go do this and go do that. So we'll see how it works out. Might get back into it. We'll see.
Well, I appreciate both of you coming up at halftime. Bill Gray, thanks for the history of Dowling swimming. I know that's going to continue this year.
Yes.
And continued. Well, the baton was passed to the guy who spent more than half the time at Dowling's head swimming, Mark Crouch, Hall of Famer and four-time state championship coach, had those great teams that he coached. We appreciate both of you coming up and visiting with us at halftime here and on a very soggy night. I know you guys extended your happy hour tonight before the game, and that's fine because we just kept telling you it's delayed, and we appreciate you both coming up and looking forward to this winter and the Bob Trusty Award that will be given to.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah, it is a great thing.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mark,
thank you.
Thank
you, Mark.
And with Bill Gray and Mark Crouch joining me at halftime. This is Mark Amadale, who are halftime at Valley Stadium. Dowling leading 31-0. We'll be back with our second half after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
This is Brian Sweeney, Director of Finance and Operations for Iowa Catholic Radio. On behalf of the entire team, thank you for your listenership, financial support, and the prayers you've offered for us during the past year. Catholic Radio provides a refuge from modern society's commercialization of this holy season, permitting us to reflect on the true meaning of Christmas, and we are pleased that you are taking advantage of this opportunity. I wish you and your family a blessed Advent and Merry Christmas from all of us at Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. Mark Amadale alongside Matt Maindring and John Chidle. Halftime score, Dowling leading Sioux City East 31-0. And we're still having the effects, Matt, of the halftime guest. I told you that was going to be a whirlwind interview, and it was, with Mark Crouch and Bill Gray. Bill was part of a group that went to Father Nugent back in the 1968 and said, hey, we'd like to have high school swimming. We'd like to be part of a club team. We'd like to have a sport. And Bill, both Bills, Bill Church and Bill Gray, got the ball rolling. And then 20 years into it or so, Mark Crouch gets hired, and the rest is all history. So a great interview with both of them. We want to thank them for coming up on a very soggy night to Valley Stadium. You learn a little bit about the school if you're around long enough.
I know. I'm just blessed that I was able to spend a few years with Coach Crouch while he was still at Dowling. And to get to know him and his wife, and it's been a joy, and just great people, and the kind of people you want to mold your athletes. You know, one thing that I picked up in that conversation was, and Coach Wilson and I were talking about this today, was that sometimes the sport needs the kid. You know, sometimes swimming needs certain kids to be out. Sometimes football needs certain kids to be out.
That's true.
For many of them, though, or for some of these kids, they need football or they need swimming because it's the thing that helps propel them through life as being a part of a unit and being part of a team and that camaraderie and everything that gets built up with it. And it's just a joy to see and that type of leadership shows
it certainly
the coaches we got behind us.
And tremendous mentors, Bob Trusty, who started off, just retired from Dowling not too long ago, and
yep.
Mark Crouch in the Dowling Hall of Fame back in 2016 and had those 4 straight years, 2000 to 2003, where they were state champs and all the athletes that swam under them. So it's good to relive some of that.
Mr. Trusty was only there for 55 years.
Only.
He retired last year after 55 years, and I can't beat him in cribbage either. So it's,
good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, John Chido, you're on the Dowling sideline. We're about ready to start the second half. Looks like the weather's going to hold for at least the beginning of the third quarter. Give us an update from the Dowling sideline with the Maroons leading 31-0.
Well, actually, the rain's starting to come down a little bit, yeah. So I went in and put the rain gear on to prepare for it. But it's going to be a wet second half, it looks like.
Yeah, it certainly is. I didn't realize that. And now I do see the rain coming through the lights as we're about ready to start the second half. Dowling leading 31-0. The Maroons with 4 touchdowns from Jason Murray. Runs of 27, 2, 10, and 32 yards in the first half. And a field goal of Drew Peterson. First field goal this year by a Dowling kicker, and that was from 27 yards out. And Maroons leading 31-0 as Dowling will kick off. Peterson will kick off from the 40-yard line. Maroons will defend the north end zone here in the second half. And Sioux City East will go right to left and defend the south end zone. So rain's going to be a factor. I'm going to try to bring it up in my radar here, Matt, but hopefully it's just rain and not anything else.
Yeah, you don't want to see those lightning bolts at this point. We're this far into the game.
All right, here is the kickoff by Peterson, and it's fielded by Sioux City East. Black Raiders with it and crossing in about the 20-yard line.
Looks like Quentin Wellmaker and
Easton Boyd on the return for Sioux City East. Go ahead.
Yeah,
man.
Quentin Wellmaker on the play there for the Maroons, and also it looked like Ashton Brown also on the stop there for the Maroons.
So Sioux City East with the first down at their own 20-yard line underway here in the second half.
And hopefully the quarterback, Nate Vizda, is able to come out in the second half. He was a little dinged up there at the end of the first half, so we'll see. He is out on the field, and that's good to see. You want to see these kids be able to continue to play.
Now you just may have landed wrong or something at that play right before the half. All right, Sioux City East with the ball. In motion goes Caleb Winter left to right, and give us to the tailback, and that's Clyder, and he struggles to get maybe the 20, 21-yard line. Going to bring up second down and long for Sioux City East. As we're underway here in the third quarter, 31-0.
Nate Collins on the stop there as he led the on that play to get Clyder down. And, you know, the Sioux City East got a little momentum there late in the second half and got some first downs, strung them together, so they're going to try and take that momentum and go into the second half here.
All right, 4 receivers now for Sioux City East. They bring that fullback right behind the left tackle. Man in motion, and the give is to Clyder, who was in the slot right, ran the jet sweep, tried to get outside the left tackle, gets outside the numbers, and maybe up to about the 24, 25-yard line for a gain of 4. It'll bring up 3rd and long now for Sioux City East, 3rd and 5.
Yeah, Ryan Adam and Drew Peterson there on the stop for the Maroons. As they strung that play out and allowed a couple yards in the game, but in the end, it's a great stop for the Maroons.
All right, 3rd down and 5 for Sioux City. 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. Quarterback is Nate Vizda, shaken up at the end of the first half, but it gets the start here in the second half. Little or no wind. If we got a breeze, it's out of the north right now. Vizda back to throw. He's going to be swallowed up and sacked back inside the 15-yard line. The Maroon shirts were all over him, led by Kriegshauser.
Yeah, and it looked like Drew Peterson there leads the sack. Had a blitz there, and Kriegshauser on the bottom of that pile. Drew Peterson just had a host of them there as they finished up that play. And I'll be honest with you, Kriegshauser, I think he left his knee pads at home today, and someone from the family had to bring him in. Those things, you know, you look at the old knee pads.
Oh, yeah.
These things are no bigger than $0.50 anymore, it doesn't seem like.
And somebody had to bring him in for him.
Yeah, he didn't make sure he got those things, yeah. Got those knee pads in there.
All right, the punt is Sioux City East. Burns boots it away, and it's fielded by Edward Thompson at the 45-yard line. Tried to get up and run, but his knees hit the turf, and Dowling will have a first down at the Sioux City East 45-yard line to start their first offensive series of the second half. Dowling 31, Sioux City East nothing. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline and our Shields sideline report, and that is John Chido. John?
Well, the Dowling defense has done a great job containing Sioux City East quarterback and their tailback on that Jets sweep, not allowing them to get the edge, and that's because Drew Peterson's done a great job. Jack Scholes, Nate Collins has been in there a lot, Jack Keel. So the defense has done a great job containing the outside tonight.
All right, first down Maroons at the Sioux City East 46-yard line, they'll call it. Zach Waters, a quarterback. Here's a snap, and the give is a toss over to Murray. And Jason gets outside the numbers. A nice fake that time as Murray down the far sideline. They say he stepped out of bounds inside the 20. But they faked the ball to Tegan Johnson. And then Waters came up throwing, and he found Jason Murray on the left flat.
Yeah, nice, you know, a nice, well-designed play there as they ran that, stretched that out to the side. I got to tell you, this number 57 for Sioux City East, Blake Buddy, he covered a lot of ground to go get Jason Murray out of bounds, and I give that young man credit as he crossed the field.
All right, Murray in motion. Now they'll give the pass to him as he puts out right and gets across the 20 and puts his head down, and that's where he's going to be dropped. He'll be struggling to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Tyon Jones there for the stop for Sioux City. Basically ran the same play the other side of the field, again to the wide side of the field. Oh.
We got a penalty flag on Dowling. They threw it right where Murray caught the football.
A legal formation. So from the side judge there, they get that call. Someone must have been lined up off sides. Or no, that wouldn't be it either. Someone must have been covered and caught the ball some on that edge.
So it'll bring up first and 15. It's a 5-yard penalty against the Maroons. Backs them up to the 23-yard line. As I mentioned, rain beginning to fall back here in Central Iowa. We could take the rain. We just can't take the lightning that goes with it. That's what we want to keep away. And here's a snap. And the give is to Tegan Johnson. He runs around the left end, and he's angling for the far sideline. Out of bounds right around the 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage was a 23, and he'll be shy of the first down. They're going to spot him down at the 10.
Nice finish to that run there. They ran Jason Murray out into motion, like they're going to run that toss or that action to him and hand it off underneath the Tegan Johnson going around the left side, and makes a nice run, nice finish. That's the type of way you want to see a running back finish a run.
So you have Tegan Johnson and Jason Murray in the backfield for the Maroons. They're both starting tailbacks back there. Pistol formation. Waters now sends Murray in motion left to right, and the give is right up the gut to Tegan Johnson. He puts his head down inside the 10 and maybe to about the 9 for a gain of 1.
It'd be real close to the first down right here on this, and looked like, again, Blake Buddy on the stop there for the Sioux City East Black Raiders, and it is third and short.
Third down and less than a yard for Dowling. The ball on the Sioux City East 9-yard line. He's bringing in an extra receiver. And
I think we're going to go do a heavy set. Man, you put an extra lineman in there, a little imbalance.
Murray, the lone setback. Yeah, two receivers right. Double tight end set. Lynch is a tight end left. Hand off Murray right. They go to the strong side. Inside the 5, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. Jason Murray from 9 yards out, scoring his 5th touchdown of the night. And Dowling now extends its lead and getting the running clock as the Maroons lead at 37-0, pending the extra point.
Initially there, I thought Sioux City East had that defended pretty well. They had guys coming into the alley there, and Jason just ran by him. And he's not going to be denied when he gets that close to the end zone. And
the Maroons ran their power to the strength that side, which was to the right of the formation, as they went with a one-back set. Now Stillwell in to hold. Andrew Peterson in for the extra point. Ball is down, and the kick is up. And good. So Dowling now extends its lead to 38-0. Over Sioux City East with 7:55 remaining here in the third quarter on a very wet night from Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. We'll be back after this one-minute break on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account. The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Welcome back to Valley Stadium, and on the kickoff, Dowling boots the ball towards the end zone. Our halftime guests are still here, Matt. I apologize for all that extra.
I see him harassing you a little bit there.
My goodness.
Sioux City East nearly fumbled that kickoff, and they finally jumped back on top of it. Otherwise, nearly became the Maroons football there at the 12-yard line.
That cost some field position. It'll be first down Sioux City East, and they did muff the football back at the 11-yard line. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, where things are much calmer down on the sidelines. Then up here, John Scheidel, take it away.
It might be calmer, but it's a little bit drier up there, I will say that.
Okay.
But, that was a great combination of running between Tegan Johnson and Jason Murray on that last drive. Both did an excellent job moving the football forward for the Dowling Maroons.
Yeah, the Maroons went five plays, 46 yards, and Murray on his fifth touchdown of the night from 9 yards out. And now a toss play on first down from Sioux City East as they toss it to their tailback and tries to get outside, and maybe a yard. They're going to call it a gain of one up the 12-yard line there, Matt. Tough going.
Jackson Filer, who had a big play last week for the Maroons on the bottom of the pile there, and a number of other young men. As we see some different jerseys out there right now, Jack Keogh is still playing middle linebacker and directing traffic.
Dowling 38-0, 6:40 remaining, continuous clock here in the second half as we are midway through the third quarter, and now handoff over right tackle goes Sioux City East, and let's see which ball carrier is in there. They still keep their starter, Alex Kleider, in there who made the carry, but he's shy of the first down. Will bring up third down for the Black Raiders back at on the 17-yard line.
Yeah, you have Nick Wilkerson in there now and Wilkinson in there now at one defensive end, and it looks to be Theo Davis had another defensive line spot there for the Maroons.
Yeah, Coach Bossom is interchanging his defensive front. And now here's a long count by Nate Vizda. He works out of the shotgun. Three receivers left, one to the right. He rolls to his left, back to throw, fires the ball out. Nice little touch pass. Pass is incomplete, and going over the top of that pass for Dowling and doing a nice job was Ashton Brown. And he was climbing that ladder like he wanted to intercept, but he got caught in between.
You know, Ashton showed me a gear there that I didn't know he had. He accelerated, waited on that ball, and accelerated to it, caught it at its apex, and knocked it out of the defender's hand. And you're right, Mark. That was just an outstanding play by him.
And it'll bring up fourth down for Sioux City East. Our halftime guests are finally leaving, you know. I didn't know how long they were going to stay. did you give me the extra
chat back there for a while yet?
All right, in the punt is Kyle Burns again. He gets it away from his own 10-yard line. Fair catch called for by Dowling, and that is Stillwell at the Sioux City East 47-yard line. That's where Maroons will work it with 5 minutes and 5 seconds. The game clock continues to run even between possessions as Dowling has a running clock going, leading 38-0 here in the third quarter. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and our Shields sideline reporter working in the rain a little bit right now is John Scheidel. John?
Well, you're going to see some new Maroons on the offensive line as well, and I would imagine in the backfield. But Tyler Stein, number 75, number 54, Nate Ray. And at right guard, number 56, is Joe Ryan.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to get those all mentioned as Dowling now with the first down at the Sioux City East 47-yard line. Maroons going left to right towards the south end zone here as quarterback for Dowling Catholic coming in. And a handoff straight up the gut as the Maroons are going to just keep it on the ground as the Maroons are.
It looks like Coach Wilson's going to go Dominic Marasco and Hemrick are going to interchange. He's going to rotate quarterbacks.
Yeah,
he's
plays. Yeah, so Hank Hemrick in now. Marasco had the call and was a handoff to the tailback. And no gain in the play, so it'll
looks
bring
like
up.
Chase Hauschild is at the tailback position for the Maroons.
Gain of five, I'm sorry, on the play. So bring up second and five for Dowling. Hemrick at quarterback, pistol formation. And the give is to the tailback, and he's got a first down. That's Hauschild still battling players. He's down around the 30-yard line. Nice move that time by Chase Hauschild, the 5'7", 155-pound junior, went right over left guard and left tackle.
Real nice, strong run. And as Coach said from the sidelines, we've got Tyler Stein, Ryan Bowles, Joe Ryan, Nate Ray, and Nolan Sinnott on the line now for the Maroons. And right there, they overpowered Sioux City East defensive front and gave Chase some room to run.
So first and 10, Dowling from the 31-yard line of Sioux City East. Pistol formation for the Maroons. And at quarterback is Marasco. He fakes the pass, and now just a quarterback draw. And Dominic gets inside the 30, and he's dropped right about the 29-yard line for a pickup of two. It'll bring up second and eight for the Maroons.
I'm trying to run that motion out there and distract the defense out to the edge there with Tegan Johnson in motion, and then Dominic running straight up the middle. But the East defenders there were right on it and did not allow Dominic much room.
So it's second down, eight Maroons, as Dowling continues to alternate quarterbacks. Back to throw is Hemrick, fires the ball downfield, and the pass is incomplete. Tried to hit his intended receiver right at the 20-yard line, and that was number 80, Josh Jackman. And Jackman caught the ball, but then when he landed on the ground, the ball displaced. The ball was displaced and incomplete.
You know, we saw this from Hemrick last week, that he can throw that ball in a run and throws it with some pop, and that was a nice, that was a well-delivered football, and Jackman stretches out, trying to get a hand, you know, to get his hands on. He did, but it's so hard to control that and get it to the before you hit the ground.
All right, so it brings up third down and eight. 2 minutes remaining. Ball on the 29-yard line of Sioux City East. Dowling with the football. They go left to right from south to north, and that is Marasco. The handoff to Tegan Johnson, and Johnson is hit and dropped right about the 25-yard line as Hemrick and Marasco alternate, and it'll bring up fourth down and about five for the Maroons.
Yeah, Blake Wiederholt there for the Sioux City East Black Raiders on the stop, and a number of other white jerseys in there on that play, and the Maroons are going to go for it here on fourth and four. Fourth and five.
Yeah, Matt Stillwell lined up as receiver at the bottom of your screen if you're watching, wide right, and now here's Hemrick. He's going to keep the football, cuts up field inside the 20, now backs up. He's a going across the green at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, towards the pylon, touchdown. Well, Hank Hemrick initially started. The play was to run right, kind of a quarterback sweep to the right, and he cut back against the grain, went left, and it was a foot race to the end zone, 25 yards on the Dowling touchdown, Matt.
Yeah, nice run by Hank. It got stopped up in there, and I don't know if he's really known as a running quarterback, but he really looked like one right there, and just made a nice cut back against the grain and outran everybody on the defense to the corner of the end zone. Just
John Chidle, did he show his athleticism there? Because the play was actually for little or no gain, maybe a few yards, but it wouldn't have been enough for the first down, and he cranks it up for the touchdown.
Yeah, he found another gear there in Hank Hemrick, and he had the edge there. Matt English made a nice block, and then he kind of ran in some traffic after that and cut back the grain and made a nice nice read and got himself in the end zone.
And Jake Calvert for the extra point, and it's good. So the Maroons now tack on another touchdown. They lead it 45-0 with a minute 12 remaining third quarter. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Chad Harris with Fidelity Bank, proud graduate of Dowling Catholic High School. I'm honored to support Dowling Catholic football. I offer a friendly, trusted alternative to big financial institutions, redefining the mortgage experience for our customers and partners. Residential, investment, or commercial real estate financing, the Chad Harris team is here to assist. 515-419-2911 or online at chadharrismortgage.com. Go Maroons! Fidelity Bank is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender, NMLS 527-988. Chad Harris, NMLS 501-594.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. A kickoff by Dowling goes into the end zone touchback. 45-0. Maroons lead it over Sioux City East. Sioux City East with the first down at their own 20-yard line. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and that is where John Chido is at tonight. John, give us an update.
Sorry about that, Mark. I pulled my microphone out of my pocket to keep it dry, so it takes a second to get it on. But
yeah, the rain, it gives an update in the weather. The rain has started to fall, but it's not the heavy rain we had earlier.
No, it's just misting, and then it'll stop a little bit. Now it's starting to come down a little bit harder than it has been since the start of the game or before the game. So it's definitely going to be a little bit of factor. But, you know, the second team guys have done a good job up until this point.
Yeah, they certainly have. They're getting a lot of reps, and they'll continue to do that now on defense. Maroons have some new faces there. Back to throw on first down is Vizda, now being chased out of the pocket. Rolls to his left towards the near sideline and unleashed the pass. It's incomplete. And it'll bring up second and 10. Good pursuit that time by the Maroon defense.
We got a flag on the play on the back side of this, and we'll see what we have here.
Good job by pursuit. They flushed Vizda, the quarterback for Sioux City East, out of the pocket.
Number 58, White.
And they're going to give a penalty on number 58, Blake Wiederhold, for Sioux City East, the 6'1 junior, guilty of the infraction. They're going to call him for the hold, or?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Looks like it was a holding penalty.
Yeah.
And they're going to
mark
it off 10 yards. So Sioux City East back to the 15-yard line. So it must have been from the spot if it was.
Right now for the Maroons up front, we have Theo Davis, Sean Paschal, Jackson Filer filling most of that defensive front up.
All right, here's Vizdal. And the snap, and now penalty flags down, and we might have...
The other defensive end is Nick Wilkinson. So they fill out the front side. It looks like they're keeping the back side of the defense, and Ashton Brown.
False start. Offense.
Jackson, or Ashton Brown, Michael Keough, and Quentin Wellmaker still playing in the corner positions and the safety positions for the Maroons. And Colton Sanders is playing the other DB, the other cornerback position right now.
You may have heard the official mention false start on Sioux City East. That'll put the ball back on the 10-yard line, first and 20 for the Black Raiders. And the give is to their fullback, and that's Clyder, and he gets across the 10 and maybe up to about the 13-yard line for a gain of 3.
Theo Davis at the bottom of the pile there and makes a stop on Clyder for the Maroons. Puts him in a second and long situation.
And that is the end of the third quarter from Valley Stadium. So we'll come back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. The score, Dowling 45, Sioux City East nothing. Both teams playing for first place in District 1. They're both undefeated 2-0 going into the fourth quarter. We'll be back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Mercy is proud to support Iowa Catholic Radio and its programs. From the cardiovascular experts at Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children. And with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area, you'll find a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy. Live up.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
All right, we're back here at Valley Stadium, underway in the fourth quarter. Rain beginning to fall a little bit heavier, and now quarterback for Sioux City East, Nate Vizda, gets the snap, and he has to do everything but stay out of the end zone, and they back him up from the back to the 3-yard line. Yeah, the ball was extremely wet, and when the ball was snapped out of the shotgun, Vizda couldn't handle it, and he is nearly sacked for his safety. They're going to put the ball right around the 2-yard line, Matt.
Daniel Patelli in there for the Maroons on the stop there.
Sioux City East back at their own 2-yard line. It's 3rd and 27 on the scoreboard. From the 2-yard line, and now procedure call as the guard for Sioux City East got a little bit of a head start as he wanted to pull. And we want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. They've been with us all year, including Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, Skeffington's Formal Wear, and Tumia and Sons. And Matt Maindring, it did become a procedure call.
Yeah, the other way this time. Now they called that one on the Maroons.
Offside, offsides. Yeah. So Sioux City East from their own 8-yard line, and now with the football, a quarterback, Vizda, gives it to his tailback. That might be Clyder again.
Yeah.
and just a short gain up to the 12-yard line. I'll bring up fourth and long. Fourth and just about 18 yards for a first down. The punting unit coming in for Sioux City East as the rain continues to fall. It's picked up a little momentum, and the umbrellas are out here at Valley Stadium for what, second or third time tonight.
It is going to be a damp last quarter. That might be the understatement of the year.
The good news is the continuous clock. 10.5 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Dowling leading 45-0 over Sioux City East. I want to thank Mark Crouch and Bill Gray for visiting with us at halftime. And now here's the punt. Nice punt that time by Sioux City East. And that's
going to
continue to roll. Stillwell lets it roll, and a nice job that time by the punter, who's also their starting fullback and linebacker, Kyle Burns, and all the way down to the 25 of Dowling from basically the 13-yard line.
Yeah, about a 60-yard punt.
So the Maroons will take over, first and 10 from their own 25-yard line with 9:55 remaining. Game clock runs. Let's go down to John Chido. John, I know the rain's falling, but a lot of different players getting in the ball game for Dowling.
Yeah, this is good for Dowling to be able to play a lot of these guys and get some good game reps to prepare for the playoffs and their depth moving forward. So it's a nice thing to have.
And a big game indeed for District 1, because if the Maroons come out with a win tonight, which they certainly look like they will, they're in the driver's seat for district champs.
Yeah, coming into this game, both teams were undefeated in district play, and this is going to control the destiny moving forward on the winner of this ball game.
All right, Dominic Marasco in at quarterback, and he runs the read option. They give us the tailback, Tegan Johnson, and he carries up to about the 30-yard line for the Maroons.
And the Maroons are going to continue.
And a penalty flag on Dowling, holding against the Maroons. They'll back it up 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
The Maroons are going to continue to rotate quarterbacks, and this situation ends up being a good deal because as a quarterback, if you were going to rotate series or whatever else, when it's raining, you're out too long. Now as you rotate every play, you're going to be in and stay warmed up and stay loose, because that's a cold rain out there, isn't it, John?
It is. It is a cold rain. But I got an umbrella now, so I'm in good hands.
Yeah. Yes, you are. See, we can see the golf umbrella on the Dowling sideline. And now penalties are starting to take over. The good news is this will be a penalty against Dowling, and they're
going to... No, this is going back the other way.
Oh, it is.
This is going to go against Sioux City East.
Yeah, they're going to call it on Romaine Eby with the penalty, and I'll move the ball back up to the 22-yard line for Dowling off the Sioux City East penalty. And now here's Hemrick on the handoff, and that is Chase Hauschildt. He's in the secondary across midfield. He's got one man to beat, and he's trying to chase him down at the 30, the 20, the 10, and the 5. Touchdown, Chase Hauschildt, 78 yards on the Dowling touchdown.
Outstanding acceleration for Chase. He hit the gap there and bounced off one guy internally, kept the feet moving, and showed his speed.
Certainly did.
And that is an outstanding run by that young man, and a highlight reel play for him.
So with 8:29 remaining here in the fourth quarter, Hauschildt on a 78-yard run. Extra point now as they try to get the field goal unit in there, the PAT unit, as Hemrick in to hold.
You know, on that play there, too, the offensive line did a really good job of getting that blocked up and allowed Hauschildt to accelerate through the line and keep his speed up, and outstanding play.
Extra point by Drew Johns is up and good. So the Maroons now extend their lead to 52-0 with 8.5 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. And we'll be back here at Valley Stadium on a damp night here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Chad Harris with Fidelity Bank, proud graduate of Dowling Catholic High School. I'm honored to support Dowling Catholic football. I offer a friendly, trusted alternative to big financial institutions, redefining the mortgage experience for our customers and partners. Residential, investment, or commercial real estate financing, the Chad Harris team is here to assist. 515-419-2911 or online at chadharrismortgage.com. Go Maroons! Fidelity Bank is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender, NMLS 527988. Chad Harris, NMLS 501594.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines and KIHS Adel. It's 8 o'clock.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium on a wet night as the kickoff by Dowling. It'll be taken by Sioux City East, the 19-yard line. They'll start their next drive. That last drive for Dowling, Chase Hauschild on a 78-yard run from scrimmage. The extra point good, 45-0 Dowling, a two-play 75-yard drive. And John Chatto, who's on the Dowling sideline, I know the rain's coming down, but John, as Matt Mainring just said, nice job by the offensive line creating that hole for Chase to run through.
Oh, it was a great running lane that the offensive line created, and a great job by Chase Hauschild to break that one tackle. When you try to tackle up high as wet it is, you're not going to be able to grab on anything because you're going to slip off. And he's got some wheels to him, and he put it in another gear and got in the end zone.
He certainly did, and Chase is a junior. He and Tegan Johnson are part of that experience. They'll be back next year for the Maroons. Now on first down, Casey Blake at quarterback, number four for Sioux City East, and the give is to his tailback, and let's see which one's in there. It might be Voigt, who's taken over for Clyder, and a gain of, well, back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Loss of one, they're going to say, back to the 18-yard line, according to the head linesman. So Dowling defense playing tough, man, Matt. They got a lot of new names in there.
Yeah,
a lot of new...
I'm just going through this. Emmanuel McCary up front for the Maroons, Brady Hill, and Dannon Bidding are some of those Maroons that are in there right now, that defensive front.
All right, the handoff is to the tailback, and that's a nice run that time by Tyon Jones, the freshman, 5'11", 161 pounds for head coach Brian Webb in his first year at Sioux City East, who was a head coach at Cedar Rapids Jefferson for, I believe, 5 or 6 years and moved over to Sioux City East. He's got a nice freshman there in Tyon Jones that got the carry.
Senior Michael Rodriguez is in there right now as well, and got a shot in on that play, and Amam Dang is in there also at linebacker for the Maroons.
All right, the quarterback is Casey Blake, left-handed quarterback for Sioux City East, 6 foot, 197-pound junior, wearing number four, works out of the shotgun, sends a man in motion. And here's a snap, and the give is to Tyon Jones, and he bobbled the initial handoff and finally goes down. A bunch of Maroons were right around him and finally corralled him at the point of attack, led by Sean Collins and company.
And Dominic Marasco at the bottom of the pile is one of those guys there, and Sean Collins, another Maroon in on that play. We also have Carson Kriegshauser, the sophomore out there at defensive back, and Blake Till playing some secondary positions there for the Maroons.
All right, fourth and three for Sioux City East, and they're going for it from their own 26-yard line with 5:40 remaining. Here's a snap. Blake back to throw. The left-hander fires over the middle. The pass is knocked down, incomplete. The Maroons hold on downs, and a tremendous job on defense by the Maroons, and I think it was...
Looks like Josh Jackman on that play.
Or Jack Meyer. Both of them were in the vicinity.
Or 40.
And nonetheless, Dowling will take over on downs. We may have to go down to our sideline guy on that one. John Chatto, what did you see?
That was Josh Jackman. He's number 80, correct?
Correct.
Yes,
he made a nice job.
So Jackman slapped it away at the last moment.
Made a nice break on that. You know, it's one of those things from a coaching standpoint. He went at it with the correct hand and everything else, broke the play up, and that's what you like to see from those guys coming in here late in the game.
Absolutely.
Technique-wise, doing things correctly.
You don't give up your fundamentals, and now Dowling will take over deep into Sioux City East territory at the 26-yard line. And the quarterback is Dominic Marasco. He's in the pistol formation, has Hauschild in the backfield. Here's a snap. And a handoff to Hauschild. Right up the gut he goes. Pushes the pile inside the 20 and tackle up the 19 for a gain of 7.
I really like to watch him run. He's really, you know, he's got a little bit of that motion there, swivel in the hips that Jason Murray has. And he's showing some acceleration as he danced through the middle right there. Nice run there by Chase.
And Maroons had a nice run with some power running backs. And now they have the smaller ones like Jason Murray and Hauschild and Tegan Johnson. So they've had their runs of big backs and now the smaller ones, and they're getting the job done. And now here's a handoff, and running with the football is Tegan Johnson. Almost falls down, angling for the far pylon, and he's out of bounds at the 5 on a nice run that time by
Gavin Campbell.
Check that, it's Campbell.
Campbell, number 36 there for the Maroons. Outstanding run on his first carry.
It certainly was.
Ball game.
As the Maroons are really going down their depth chart, and Campbell gets out of bounds at the five, so it's first and goal on a 14-yard run by Gavin Campbell. Campbell, a 5'9 sophomore for Dowling. Maroons trying to take as much time off the clock. 3.5 minutes remaining. I'm already getting texts from some of my sports buddies that are doing call-in shows and sports scoreboard shows. I said, we have a final yet, and I got to give them one here pretty soon. 52-0 Dowling. And now the Maroons keep the ball on the ground and pushing the file forward. Let's see who got the handoff.
I think what happened right there is Dominic Marasco kind of ended up handing it off to himself.
He did.
He turned the hand in and bounced it off the ground, and he ends up right back in his hands. And a variation of a quarterback draw there.
Yes, it was. I don't think the mesh was quite right.
No.
But Dominic figured the guy, I tried to hand it off to him and follow him into the pile.
Right.
Picked up 3 yards, second and goal from the two for Dowling.
Good instincts there by Dominic. And we continue this rotation of quarterbacks in there. And right now it's Hank Kimrick will take the snap.
In the backfield is Gavin Campbell. He wears number 26. I think the Maroons are going to take a knee because they got their tight end way out here behind Josh Jackman. And they take a knee. And the Maroons are just going to let the game clock run.
Well,
second and goal.
Can't run. Oh, was that a first down? Or was that a first and goal? Is that,
no, that was second and goal. This was third and goal, and they moved the ball back because he put the knee down back at
the 7.
Yeah,
yeah. I was just trying to figure out because the time really doesn't work there. But unless Coach Wilson's going to.
No, I think they're just going to let the clock run out here.
Wind down.
As Hemrick stays in, it'll be a third and goal at the 7. Maroons letting that game clock wind down under 10 seconds.
Now remind me, does it change on the? Does it stop on a change of possession?
No, it does not. Not with the running clock. It only stops on a penalty or a score or a timeout. All right, Hemrick will just kneel down back at the 12-yard line. So the Maroons take back-to-back losses on purpose and.
Should run this. It'll run it down to a minute before we have to turn to give the ball back.
It's fourth
about
and goal.
04.
Yeah, it'll be fourth and goal at the 12-yard line. John Chido, come on, chime right on in here. The Maroons just not going to tack on any more points right now.
No, 52-0 and the rain. Take a knee, let the clock go as it's a running clock, and I'm sure they have the time figured out. So that's what they're doing.
You're
going
to. Run it down to about 54 seconds. It should a little bit less than that even. So
yeah, they just keep it winding down, and 5 seconds on the play clock. Maroons will snap the ball, and they'll take a knee. And that'll do it. I think you're going to see both teams come out in the middle of the field. They will not have to snap it again, and Maroons will win it 52-0 over Sioux City East.
I think we're going to have to snap it one more time. It depends on when they crank the clock here.
Oh, they wind the play clock, the 25-second clock. They got about 8 seconds.
They're going to take their time.
I think the officials see what they're trying to do.
Yeah, we're going to take their time, and let's get to 25. We're going to crank it at 24. There we go. Now it's over. Now they won't snap to snap it again.
So that'll be the final, 52-0, Dowling over Sioux City East. Congratulations to head coach Tom Wilson. The Maroons will improve to 3-0 in district play, 5-2 overall, ranked 5th in Class 4A. Sioux City East will fall to 2-1 in district play. And the Black Raiders will go to 4-3 overall. And they will not snap the football. Both teams come out and do not snap the ball. Final score, Dowling 52, Sioux City East 0. Valley winner tonight. They lead 77-0 over Council Bluffs. And Johnson is up 28-0 over Indianola at the half. So that's some of the scores that are going on. But we get this one in through all the rain and lightning that started before the game. Well, we finished in the rain tonight with the Maroons winning 52-0 over Sioux City East. And we'll take a break. We'll come back with the postgame show following our break, and we'll come back live here to the press box here at Sioux City or at Valley Stadium as Sioux City East and Dowling are shaking hands right now as the rain continues to fall. We're going to go right to the postgame stats, and then we'll take a break. So Jeff Piggott back in our Iowa Catholic Radio studios, our studio producer there. Mentioned we'll be back to him here shortly, and of course our fine folks here with the Central Iowa Sports Network led by Anna Bassett, our webcast producer, and Connor Morris and Dar Danielson, our photographer, is here. Take a look at the final stats here. Dowling 52-0 the final over Sioux City East. Maroons with 506 yards of total offense, 86 for Sioux City East. Maroons had 161 yards in the air, 345 yards on the ground. For Sioux City East, 29 yards passing and 57 yards in the air. Maroons were penalized 11 times for 91 yards, and Sioux City East penalized 9 times for 64 yards. First downs, Dowling with 26, Sioux City East with 7. And Jason Murray finishing the night, 14 carries, 155 yards, and 5 touchdowns to lead the Maroons. Chase Houshelt, three carries for 96 yards and a touchdown. Tegan Johnson, 8 carries for 40 yards tonight. Quarterback Zach Waters, 11 out of 17 passing, 161 yards, and no touchdowns and no interceptions. For Sioux City East, they were led by Nate Vizda. He was 5 out of 15 passing for 29 yards and interception. And Vizda, 11 carries for 21 yards. Alex Kleider, 9 carries for 27 yards. Leading receiver for Dowling was Edward Thompson, 3 catches for 53 yards. Jason Murray, 2 catches for 34 yards tonight. Kyle Burns leading Sioux City East with 1 catch for 17 yards. So that's the final numbers. Again, Dowling with 506 yards of total offense. Sioux City East with 86 yards of total offense. I want to thank Coach Seifert and all the Dowling coaching staff for providing those game stats. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame show following these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, the final, Dowling 52, Sioux City East nothing. Along with Matt Maindring and John Chido, I'm Mark Amadale here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Back after these messages.
Mercy is proud to support Iowa Catholic Radio and its programs. From the cardiovascular experts at Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children. And with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area, you'll find a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy. Live up.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country, authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons' bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying their homemade bread, fried peppers, and real Italian desserts and more. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown, tamiaandsons.net.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium, West Des Moines. Final score, Dowling defeats Sioux City East by the score of 52-0 here on a very wet Friday night. Mark Amadale joined by Matt Maindring here in the press box. John Chido getting set for post-game interviews. He's got the umbrella. He's got the microphone. The Maroons win it after leading at halftime by the score of 31-0. And let's go down to John Chido in the rain down on the field. And, Johnny, take it away. You've got a lot of guests down there from Dowling players.
Yeah, I have a lot of Dowling players here, but I'll start out with Zach Waters, quarterback. Zach, you made a lot of nice reads tonight. Tell us about what you're seeing out there as far as different looks defensively and what you read from there and whether you're going to give the ball. We talk about these run-pass options. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it starts with film. We've been watching a lot of film on these guys. We know Coach has talked about what we got to who is the read man on every play and what we got to figure out. And I think the big guys up front made it happen for our run game and our passing game tonight.
And, you know, different look, different type of defensive looks they give you. Do you guys try to spread them out a little bit? How'd you prepare for that to get your running game going a little bit?
Yeah, with a lot of motions and stuff out of the backfield. Just a numbers game. We're just reading who's where and when, and then that decides if we're going to do what we're going to do.
Zach, congratulations. Good luck next week. Nate Collins, defensive lineman for Dowling. Nate, you know, Sioux City East runs a lot of different formations, different movements with their backfield, stuff like that. Tell us about some of your keys that you looked into before tonight's game.
You know, we studied it a lot in film and worked on it a lot in practice, being able to recognize when it's two back and one back and counter or fly on the go and stuff like that.
You guys kept their quarterback in check, and you know he's pretty shifty back there, as well as the jet sweep, and being able to stay home and cover your gap. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the quarterback was a tough runner. I'll give him that, but we just kept going hard and sticking him. We knew the jet was coming before it even snapped most of the time, and yeah.
Well, congratulations, Nate. Good luck next week.
John Chido with a couple of Dowling players there, as you heard him talk to Nate Collins and quarterback Zach Waters on a very successful night. Dowling wins it 52-0. We'll go back down the field. That's where John Chido's at, and he has a Dowling head football coach, Tom Wilson, with him. Johnny, take it away.
Well, Coach, great finish to a ball game, 52 points up on the board. You left off right where you started in the first half with the offense up-tempo, a lot of nice drives. Tell us your thoughts about the game.
I was really pleased how we came out in the second half. You know, we came out with our ones and really did our job, and then we got everybody else involved in the ball game. Honestly, in the second half, my thought was to get, you know, Tegan a few more carries, and you know they didn't cover Jason a couple times, so we throw it out there. But you know, and then he had a couple of good runs, and really everybody that came in did a nice job. There were holes up front. Hochschild on the big run offensively. Really everybody defensively, I thought, really did a pretty nice job. Everybody that came into the ball game and also special teams and those sophomores that we dressed, we were able to get them in the ball game. So obviously feel very, very good about that.
Well, Coach, third game of district play, no points allowed for the defense. They held them shut out again this week. Your thoughts on the defense side of the ball as well?
Well, it's been tremendous. I'm not sure I ever remember in my 14 years of four shutouts, but I really think our kids have done a really good job of playing team defense. Bossum and that defensive staff do a tremendous job, and I think we've come in with a good plan and plans, and the kids have executed it. So, you know, hopefully we can continue a little bit of momentum and you know, continue to try to get better, and then we can be our best towards the end.
Well, Coach, congratulations, and good luck next week.
All right, thank you.
John Chido with head coach Tom Wilson here on our postgame show from Valley Stadium. Bruins win it 52-0, and Matt Mainring, Dowling leading 31-0 at halftime. They got a field goal, and they've got Jason Murray, what a night, 5 touchdowns rushing for the young man. And as you heard from Coach Wilson, really didn't want him in there that last time, but due to necessity, that's what they gave him. But what a night it was from Maroons, and they're now 3-0 in district play. They're in the driver's seat for the postseason.
Is it possible for Jason to have a quiet number of years? I mean, it didn't seem, you know, he just seemed quiet tonight as far as, and just 5 touchdowns, that's all. And just an outstanding night there for the Maroons offensively and again defensively. We can't say enough about how those guys are playing and are improving every week on the defensive side of the ball. And Jack Keough had a nice night tonight at defense and that linebacker position. And we also got to call Nate Collins' name a little bit more. So that's a good pickup by Coach Chido on the sideline there, getting him interviewed along with all of his teammates.
Well, you had a lot of help with that. We have extra microphones down there.
Yeah,
I saw a lot of guys with those extra fake microphones or invisible microphones. That might be the correct term. But congratulations to them. We had Zach Waters, Nate Collins on our postgame show. We're going to take a break. Come back. Mr. Chido may make his way up the press box. He may take the elevator. I'm not sure. But we'll be back for final thoughts as Dowling defeats Sioux City East tonight, 52-0 here at Valley Stadium on a rain-soaked night. We'll be back to talk more and preview next week here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account. The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Hi, this is Chad Harris with Fidelity Bank, proud graduate of Dowling Catholic High School. I'm honored to support Dowling Catholic football. I offer a friendly, trusted alternative to big financial institutions, redefining the mortgage experience for our customers and partners. Residential, investment, or commercial real estate financing, the Chad Harris team is here to assist. 515-419-2911 or online at chadharrismortgage.com. Go Maroons! Fidelity Bank is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender, NMLS 527988. Chad Harris, NMLS 501594.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium, West Des Moines. A final, Dowling 52 and Sioux City East nothing. The Black Raiders head back to Sioux City as they are now 2-1 in district play, and they'll finish 4-3 overall. Dowling has improved their record tonight. As the Bruins improved to 5-2 overall and undefeated, 3-0 in district play. And Matt, that is so important, especially with postseason. Bruins have two games remaining, a road game next week at Hoover, and of course they'll have tweaks from tonight. They'll have senior night right here as Dowling faces Sioux City North. So with 2 weeks remaining, Maroons have put themselves in the driver's seat.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, they've established themselves as the leader of the pack here in district play. And now it's just a matter of positioning in those RPI scores and see how that all washes out with the seeding and everything else. It'll be an interesting game going on up tonight at Fort Dodge with Ankeny Centennial and Fort Dodge. Fort Dodge has been playing very well, and the last score we saw was, I think, a halftime score, 28-20, Ankeny Centennial. So that'll be an interesting game.
Certainly will.
Yeah.
And Johnson leading Indianola at halftime. I think it was 21-0 there up at Johnson's. That's very important in their district. So a lot of key district play. And, of course, next week, the Iowa Catholic Radio will be at Hoover as Dowling travels to Hoover, their final road game of the year and their final game on grass this year. That'll be their second game they've played on grass, a non-turf field over at McGrain Stadium. Hope you join us for that. Hopefully it's not torn up after this week, because you always worry about that with grass fields, Matt. But injury situation, all that looked good. A lot of players got in. Matt, I know we talked about getting a lot of kids in. JV games were at a minimum this year, so this second half really became like a JV game for Coach Wilson and his staff.
It did, and after that first series, you know, they let the ones go like you talked about, and then, you know, a lot of kids came in and played well. You know, Chase Hoschel does that nice run, and the offensive line made holes. And, again, defensively, they came in and got the shutout. They kept the shutout, you know, so three consecutive games in the district here, and you know, they're starting to get their reputation as one of the best defenses around, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah, I think the Maroons came in averaging around 8 points on defense this year, and that was all. Well, when you play the teams they played early, the top four games were against top 10 teams, the first four games, and it kind of showed, but now they're allowing no points in district play. That's amazing.
And it is, and it's going down to the second team guys as well. You know, those guys that are playing in those scout team positions during the week, and they're coming out and pitching that shutout as well, and that's a great signal for what's coming up for the Maroons as the years progress.
All right, Matt, we'll see you next week. Your first encounter with the Hoover press box and the Hoover Stadium.
You know, one thing we got to talk about the band here. You know,
that's
tonight
right.
They did get their full performance in, and they've been dodging rain here and there. And
they did.
You know, Steve Holland and Nick Hoover have done an outstanding job with that group. Last week they took first over. I believe they were in Cedar Rapids, and you know, Catherine Greening and Marcus Castellano are the drum majors. And just do an outstanding job, and those people put in a lot of time, and it's fun to see. Tomorrow they are at the Valley Fest here, and I think they perform around 8:20 or something like that. So good luck to the Maroon Marching Band.
Absolutely, and this weekend the Valley Girls Swim Team is at Johnston tomorrow for a swim meet there, eight teams, and the Girls Volleyball Team at Dowling under Mary Kay Wiskusk is over at Cedar Rapids Jefferson for a tournament tomorrow. And don't forget the Dowling Boys Golf Team is at the state tournament over in Iowa City,
sixth place after
the first day.
After the first day,
so best of luck to Ron Gray and the Dowling Boys Golf Team. Want to thank everybody involved with tonight's broadcast. We're going to wrap things up. Our thanks to our sideline reporter, who's over off on the side, folks, drying off.
Dry.
He's looking for a towel. Anybody have a towel? Mr. Chido needs a towel. Want to thank John for all his work on the sidelines. Matt Mainring, thanks to you.
Thank you, Mark. People
behind the scenes, webcast director is Anna Bassett. We appreciate everything Anna's done tonight. Connor Morris and Dar Danielson on the cameras. You're watching the webcast. Jeff Piggott back in the studio at Iowa Catholic Radio, keeping us on the air on the radio wave. So next week it's Dowling at Hoover. We'll go on the air at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 from McGrain Stadium. Hope you can join us for the broadcast. For everybody involved, this is Mark Amadale for Matt Mainring and John Chido wishing you a safe and blessed weekend here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Final score, Dowling 52, Sioux City East nothing. We'll see you next week.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Fidelity Bank, Kemen Industries, Mercy Hospital, Paper Systems, R&R Realty Group, Skeffington's, Tumia and Sons, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5, and 94.5 FM. Join us next time only on Iowa Catholic Radio.